Yarr! The three cuckoos are part of the Pod Gods Network.
Three cuckoos, welcome to the show. Rob can't hear in stereo, cause he's deaf one ear. Give his tips from Sarah Milligan. Mad drinks, a weak black child, whilst he's prostrate with sciatica. He's a grumpy angry man. He's scared of dwarves and clowns. Tim, Tim, the techno geek. He likes to dance with Star Wars freaks. He likes to share facts. He's not as angry as Mac. And both his ears work. Three Cuckoos Podcast. Three Cuckoos Podcast. Three Cuckoos Podcast. It's a big fat Yorkshire podcast. Three Cuckoos.
Hello and welcome to this week's Three Cuckoos Podcast, episode 20. Feels like a benchmark, doesn't
2-0.
It?
2-0.
2-0. My name is Mr. Robert Dodsworth. Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hello. Hiya.
Welcome to Pleiades.
Fucking hell, Rob, they're not five.
Here's my very good friend, Mr. Mark Ibbotson.
Fuck
hello,
you.
Mark.
Fuck you. All of you.
And Tim. Say hello, Tim.
Hello.
One day we'll do it and he's not even here. Yeah, exactly.
Week has brought much pain. No. No. What's happened this week? Anything?
Who's died? It's probably much pain. Who
be dead?
Who's dead?
Who's dead? No one's dead, I don't think.
Who dead? Someone will have died.
No, oh, God, yeah. Loads thought. Of people, I would have thought.
Well, there was something going on in France, wasn't there?
We don't want to talk about that.
It's against their religion to have images of the Prophet Muhammad. So they purposefully
do it again.
And then this happens. And now they do it again. I'm sorry, but the one rule in my life is you don't poke an angry bear.
I would never poke an angry bear.
But what? So they're doing the same thing.
I won't poke any bear.
I don't really know any bears.
I don't. Would you not poke...
I was quite close to Bungle at one point.
Would you poke... Bungle's finger. Would you poke Yogi Bear?
Well, he's smarter than the average bear.
With a picnic basket?
Yogi Bear.
I'd have to be sort of a cartoon character to do it, though.
What about Rupert Bear?
I'd poke
with his what? Scottish
bagpuss,
trousers.
Bagpuss. The clue's in the title there.
Bagpuss,
or bagpuss, or fat furry catpuss.
Yeah.
I think the clue's in the title there, Tim.
Finger mouse.
Yeah, I don't think I'd touch
finger
any bear.
Mouse.
We were talking about bears.
Yeah, we don't need to get on that subject of the French people. Because it is an awful thing that happened. But
it's a horrible, horrible thing.
But still, why keep doing it?
But we're a fun cast, aren't we?
Fun cast!
So we don't talk about things like
fun-cast.
That. No, we want to take you away for a little while.
Take
far away
and relax you with amusing things.
Tim would like to take you to bed.
You know, if you're listening to us on the tube,
you can watch a very good film.
You know, if you're listening to us on your commute, we make you chuckle, don't we?
Well, that's what we try.
Yeah.
We try. It's difficult.
What are you doing with microphone?
I'm sorry, am I irritating?
Really? It's like a little earthquake in my ears.
I do, but it's really cold in here.
Is it? Are you cold?
Yeah, I'm freezing.
There was a thing in the paper.
There's a draft coming from somewhere.
There was a thing in the paper this week that would have amused you. Brian Harvey apparently put a video on YouTube. Did you see this?
Oh, was it him getting run over?
He did a big thing about screw the record companies, and he got this big thing that he had of all his E17 discs in a thing that looked like a 5-year-old had made it, and he was just smashing it up.
Why?
And then apparently he made another video of him picking the bits up and putting them in the bin.
I think he's mentally ill.
I think he's kind of lost it a little bit, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a bit odd, isn't he? So what have you been doing this week, Robert?
I haven't been doing anything at all.
They've both been like really boring all week.
It's been TV.
Been like pulling teeth trying to get these two to talk to me on fucking WhatsApp.
You're so busy having Twitter conversations. But we just leave you alone. We just do it.
What do you mean no time for us? I've not heard from you two since like last Wednesday. I had to fucking text last night to make sure we were still doing it tonight.
There should be loads of material then, shouldn't there? We've not spoken in so long.
Fucking tons.
Tons.
Loads of material.
So you've done no besides work and watch telly?
I used the exercise bike that is in our house.
All right.
Just propping up some clothes. I used that for about 17 minutes.
Right.
My arse was killing me. How do people write?
I think you were doing it wrong. These fucking things,
it's like that one off of South Park. Did you see that one? It was just really like, what? It's a normal seat. You know, you're like, there's got to be something wrong with this seat. No, there wasn't.
Did you have like saddle sore?
I had like cushion, not after 17 minutes. No, I just.
You need to get like some of them padded cycling pants.
I'm just not that into it.
Oh, you're just not going to do it?
No. I don't
once
like,
a week.
I'm
you
in
don't
my,
really need to do it anyway, do you?
I'm in my living room with full fluorescent gear on, like flashing lights on.
Yeah, you don't really need to anyway, do you?
I hide it well. That
do
is
you
the
hide
thing.
It well?
I hide it well because of my height.
Well, I try and hide it well, but it didn't work.
6 foot six. So I hide it well.
6 foot six and hung like a bear.
A Rupert bear.
A Rupert bear, Rupert.
Paddington.
Yeah, so.
There you go. That's a bear. Yeah, yeah, it's a real bear.
We're on fire.
Well, not a real,
Paddington wasn't a fucking real bear.
That's a real bear, but he's a bear.
Isn't he a real bear?
He exists as a bear.
He doesn't. He doesn't exist.
He takes up the bear.
I don't even think they have bears in Peru. I've just said something that's probably really dumb, and they do have bears in Peru.
I don't know.
Oh. Might have mountain bears.
Is there a lot of mountains in Peru?
Mm.
Is there?
Yeah. It's a very mountainous place.
Is it? Are you just saying that?
No, it's very, really mountainous.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Bolivia, you've got the massive...
I'm not talking about Bolivia, I'm
no
talking
idea.
About Peru.
Yeah, but that South American range of mountains is huge. I forgot what it's bloody called.
There's about to be a bear somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
They'll have a zoo.
Put Peruvian bears in Google.
Peruvian bears?
Peruvian bears. You'll get like some porn site.
What have you been doing,
That's
Tim?
B-A-R-E.
What have I been doing this week?
Well,
not much, I don't think. This week's been quiet. Yeah, it's like the Christmas lull. No.
The Christmas lull.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I got
it's
wished
kind of...
a Happy New Year today.
Oh, my.
It is, what, the 19th of January as we're recording this?
Yeah, it's around that, isn't it?
I was like, really? Surely there's
that's
a cut-off point.
Yeah, that's a bit. Who's that from?
Don't wish me Happy New Year.
On the
just
telephone?
Somebody, yeah.
Just somebody. You're making it... Yeah, there is bears in Peru. Spectacled bears.
Spectacled bears, very
so
good.
So they wear spectacles?
Yeah.
Do they wear raincoats and eat marmalade?
Sandwiches.
I watched
marmalade
American
sandwiches.
Sniper this week.
You watched American Psycho this week?
Sniper.
See, American you didn't watch Sniper. Fucking American Psycho. Cause you
no.
got
oh, I want to see that. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Isn't he on that The Chase?
Yeah, he's really good, isn't
he?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That would be Bradley Walsh.
Oh, Bradley Walsh.
Yes.
Was he in Coronation Street?
Yes.
Was he five?
Yeah.
Five? No.
What?
Everybody he was black.
Get up, sing it.
Was he five?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of S Club 7.
That was Abs.
That was Abs. There was a Bradley in F Club 7.
That's
and he was black.
F Club 7.
F Club, yeah, fuck Club 7.
That's their fake, like...
Yeah. No, that's what they are now, because they're adults.
F Club 7.
Yeah. They had a Bradley. I bet you can't name the rest of them.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Paul.
Oh, look at him.
Joe. Rachel.
there was another bloke.
He can do it.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there? I don't know his name.
It's Colin.
Going to call him Graham.
Yeah, Graham.
Colin.
Graham.
I think it was.
Was it? S Club 7.
S Club 7?
S Club.
There ain't no party like an S Club party.
They're all doing lines off a table.
Yeah, no.
They've all kind of gone... You don't really see any of them.
They're back together.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they've done a reunion tour. They're doing it now.
Yeah, they're doing it now as we speak. I think they're on stage.
Yeah, they are. No. We're missing it.
What are we doing here?
Because we had to do this, shit. I did invite you, but you were just ignoring me on WhatsApp. No, they're just out road.
Oh, Idle Working Men's Club.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They'll all know where you live now.
They're home down.
Have you ever been in an Idle Working Men's Club?
No.
What I'm in.
Why?
I've been to any working men's clubs, I don't think.
I have.
I've been to a couple.
I've been a few.
Someone dropped down dead once next to me in a working men's club.
I heard about this. This is a story he used to tell many
moons really
ago.
It's not a story, that's
Let's
it.
Settle down and listen to the story.
There ain't a story. I went to a bar to get a glass of lemonade, because there were only about seven. And there was...
And Max never ordered a lemonade. dropped down dead.
Not in a pub. And there was this elderly gentleman stood next to me at a bar, and he just...
Keeled over?
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Apparently you were dead before he hit floor, so...
Cool. It's all you can hope for, isn't it? A quick death.
That was nice.
Did he get that be proven?
I've always been surrounded by misery.
And death.
Even from a young age.
Going to a bar with
Did
you.
Did somebody give someone CPR in a bar once?
That they gave him CPR.
Or was that the...
Yeah.
Was it
the ambulance queue turned
CPR
up and just went like, yeah, it was Chris Lonsdale's missus.
That's why.
Had he finished his sherry?
What?
Had he finished his sherry?
It were after a pint.
Did you finish his drink?
I was only about seven.
You didn't.
Yeah.
This was a time when you were going around just having old dregs.
Yeah, well,
have you finished that?
I'll take that off.
Have you finished that? Pouring them all into one glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of top shelf.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, it's deadly. It's deadly.
No.
No.
Do you get kids outside co-ops anymore asking for... Get us a four-pack, mister.
I've been asked recently.
Have you?
For some cigs, yeah.
Have you?
But I just went...
Get us some cigs, mister.
Yeah, that were pretty much it. It was like two...
Why didn't you buy them?
Because one had nunchuckers.
Yeah. One had pity and full knuckle dusters on.
Three cuckoos, pity and full knuckle dusters.
Yeah, they're patented.
Yeah,
They're copyrighted. One had a flamethrower.
This is Bradford, after all.
So I got him
some cigarettes.
Yeah, to get a light up.
I got him a pack of Hamlets to treat him.
A mild cigar. Yeah.
Go and enjoy yourself, boys.
but I've not been ever asked for alcohol. I don't think I can remember. Not for beer.
God, I just didn't. I don't think it happens anymore.
2020 in it.
No. 2020. Yeah. Still make that shit, don't they? Catchy's beef.
What did you have for your tea?
What did you have? Seriously,
I had Moroccan lamb stew.
Oh. I think last time we asked you, you had Moroccan lamb.
See what?
I had homemade cottage pie. It was very nice.
Nice.
Cottage pie? Mm. What makes a cottage pie?
Beef instead of lamb.
Oh, right.
Is that right?
Supposedly.
Did you have liquor on it?
I had loads of liquor.
Don't talk about liquor, right? We don't know what it is.
What about you, Rob? What did you have?
I had a homemade curry here.
Oh, nice.
Pilau rice in it.
Did you have a naan?
It was awesome. Banging, should I ask as well?
Was it?
It was absolutely wicked.
Who made it?
Attacks.
I'll feel it in the morning. No, it was us that made it
from scratch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'll ask make some. Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
This nice, yeah. So yeah, that was.
I'm on a shit diet, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Tell us about your diet then. So, how's it work?
You on this 5-2 diet thing?
Yeah. I am.
So how does that work? Explain.
So I'm
for 5 days you can eat what you want.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
For 5 days,
calorie counting underneath my recommended daily amount of calories, which is quite high actually.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm one of my fat bastards.
Oh, okay.
You can eat a lot of calories until weight drops
don't
and
cut
the amount
it down too much.
No, exactly.
Because it's going to weigh you like a tree.
And then, well, I couldn't. Well, you know, I'm fucking massive, and
no, you're not mad, dude.
Well, yeah. Well, either way,
you're not mad. No,
you just can't say, "Oh, I'm just going to eat like fucking 1,000 calories a day," because my body would think I was starving myself, and I wouldn't do it. So I can have like over 2,000 calories a day, which is good.
Yeah,
but that'll come down as I lose weight. And then 2 days a week, I can only have 600 calories.
600 calories.
That's hard work.
That's really
so what
hard.
Are you eating on those days? And
just like me tea.
You're not having any breakfast?
No, nothing.
Dinner.
Fuck all day.
I don't know how you do
it. Surely that's not the right thing to do. I don't know how you would do it with that amount of calories. Could you not like have a banana for breakfast?
Yeah, but there's a lot of calories in a banana.
There's 100 calories in a
there's
banana.
There's more than 100 calories.
No, it was
banana.
On that program the other night. There was 100 calories in a banana.
So that'd leave me with 500 calories for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Mm.
What would your tea consist of?
My
600
tea,
calories is not a lot.
Like some cooked chicken or something.
My tea's consisted of basically soup and bread, and that's it.
Oh, man. I would be chewing my arm off.
Yeah.
What about like
I just drink copious amounts of fizzy water.
Oh, really?
Yeah. With sugar in?
No, not with sugar in. What? There's calories in sugar. You can't
just
that's
what
eat
I mean.
Sugar.
I thought you meant like a flavoured
No, fizzy
drink.
Water. Just plain like... fizzy water. I've got fucking bottles and bottles of it in Boot at Car.
Yeah.
Have you?
I actually like fizzy water anyway.
It's quite nice. It's all right, isn't it?
And it's supposed to help. Some people spread it during the day.
Yeah.
But it'd be just like, if I had like a tea that was worth like 150 calories, I'd be fucking climbing wall by like 9 o'clock. I'd be like, I'm going to eat the wallpaper off the fucking walls. So I have like a really hearty soup and like 3 pieces of bread. That's like 600 calories.
Yeah.
500 calories. Done. And I'm full.
Well, that's good.
Look at his face.
And how long you been doing? How long you been doing it?
I started last Thursday.
So a week.
So not even a week.
I'd have to have something else during the day.
And I've had a sneaky jump on scales yesterday.
Never do that.
I already have. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
£4.
£4.
Well done, dude.
So we'll see. I'm actually going to weigh myself. You're supposed to weigh yourself after a fasting day. So I'm next going to weigh myself on Saturday. Because
right,
like
Friday is the...
Yeah. So,
do you have a shit before you weigh yourself?
Do you have the...
you should do. Clear the pipes.
Yeah. The problem is you're going to end up with, you know, if you sit on the toilet and try and fucking force a shit out, you're going to end up with like hemorrhoids, aren't you, whatever. And the last thing I want is fucking fucking itching Rockford files hanging at me, my asshole. So if I need to go, I'll go.
You could have picked any rhyming slang and you went for Rockford files.
That's
old school, is that?
It's good. Yeah.
Like Rockford files, yeah. British Isles.
So yeah, I'll weigh myself on Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. But it's like I struggle more with eating over 2,000 calories than I do eating 600.
Right.
Look at
okay.
Rob like, what?
I would have to eat something else in the day.
Yeah, I can.
It's like the other day for my breakfast, right? Yeah. Last Saturday, I had like a bacon and egg sandwich.
Yeah. Did you have it runny egg or did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Red sauce.
But then when it got to lunchtime, I wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
But then I had like 1,700 calories left to eat that day. Do you know what I mean? You've got to eat three meals a day.
So you want a kebab?
I was just like, I don't want to eat this, but I did.
Yeah.
I had like a yogurt, like loads of fruit, and like this granola bar, which were all right. It were fine. And then we had tea. And I got up to... I was still, like, probably 500-600 short of what I should eat.
How many calories is in a yogurt?
What kind of yogurt?
Well...
A full-fat yogurt, quite a lot.
I'm a big fan of Longley Farm.
A lot. Because they're not low-fat. Yeah, there's a lot.
Lots of cream and shit.
Yeah, you'd be surprised on how many calories in a yogurt. You think, oh, I'll have a yogurt nice and healthy. No.
But it's kind of all natural stuff.
Good proteins in yogurt.
Yeah, still a lot of calories. It's about...
Yeah. Depends what
you about your fat, it's about your sugar... Because obviously, when you people don't think of it how it is, it's like sugars. When you put sugar in your body, it's broken down into fat,
yeah,
and then
of course it is, yeah.
If you don't do anything with it, it sticks to you, like
sticks to your balls.
Catherine always says I don't lose weight because I don't do it properly. I don't eat enough on the days when I'm.
Oh, okay. So this is why you're
doing
this.
Which is weird.
Then. Are you gonna? How long do you stay on this then?
Until I've lost.
As long as you can.
Four stone.
Four stone, right.
Come on,
okay.
I recognise you.
See, the problem is my back, you see.
What, recognise you? I think you might.
The problem is my back, because my back's so bad that I can't do the exercise.
Right.
To boost the
muscle
dieting,
Right.
So I went to saw the surgeon yesterday about my
back.
Oh,
yes.
And he says, no. Genetically, I'm fucked, basically. There's something wrong with my spine and where my nerves are, so he says I'm not operating on you, that'd be no. So I've got to have injections now in my spine,
right? Okay,
to take the swelling down and kill the pain. It says that should. My mother has them in her knee for arthritis, and she says it lasts like 3 months.
Yeah,
and she has no pain, but it comes back towards the end.
What do they inject you with?
It's like cortisone. Yeah, you have it's like steroids and stuff. It's like to take the swelling down and a pain reliever, but it's long term. It's long lasting.
Yeah,
so that should enable me to do exercise on top of a diet. I should lose more weight, which will in turn put less pressure on my back.
Yep.
So should it should, in theory, the doctor said, in theory, it will help it. You might always be in pain, but probably not to the severity you are now.
Yeah.
And I am in a lot of pain sometimes, so.
Good luck with that, man.
Cheers, buddy.
Yep.
Let's see how it goes.
We just won't talk about food around you.
No. Like I say, I've had a cookie.
Yeah,
but that was like 125 calories, which was good.
But you had it left, didn't you?
Yeah, I've still got 400 left.
Steve did shit up. So what are you going to do, have like a yoghurt before bed?
No, I won't bother. I don't have to go up to them.
No.
You know, 2,000 whatever calories a day is quite a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm a big man, so that'll come down as I lose weight. So there's an app on the phone called MyFitnessPal, and you put in everything you eat, and it counts your calories for you.
I've seen that, yeah.
And then any exercise you do, you can eat more calories because of the exercise you do. So I'm using that, basically. And
big up to MyFitnessPal.
Yeah, man. It's actually a really good app. It's really clever.
Did you pay for it?
No, it's free.
Is it free?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
And it's got like a barcode scanner as well.
Yeah.
So you can scan all the barcodes of everything you eat, which is
and
cool.
It and it automatically puts it in
as long as it's in the database, which is really cool, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, actually.
Oh, sorry, Rob. Are we boring you?
Sorry, dude. No, I was just having a yawn.
It's
the midnight hour. It's nowhere near midnight.
So yeah, that's kind of my week, basically. It's been pretty boring. The start of the day. It's quite exciting. There's a lot of people at work doing it.
Yeah.
So it's always good to have like...
Do they have the same days as you, though?
No, they have different ones.
Okay.
And you change it. You don't have to do it on certain days.
Yeah.
I'm just setting out to do it on Monday and Friday. But a lot of people do it Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, so they got the weekend.
But I think if I was like, oh, we're going out for a meal on Friday night, I'd change my fasting day to a Wednesday. Or a Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe not a fucking Saturday. He wants to do that.
Yeah.
I still couldn't eat a Domino's pizza.
That's, yeah.
A whole Domino's pizza is more calories.
You couldn't
than
have
my,
fish
not,
chips, I don't think.
An unfasting, not a fasting
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but it is.
It's like 2,500 calories for yeah. a large Domino's pizza.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Fuck that.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah. More, yeah. That's a lot of fucking
that
calories. You don't think
cows.
About it,
that
do
is
you?
A lot of cows.
Don't do.
A shitload.
A lot of cows.
So what are you doing, man? You done anything?
Not, I've just been working in there and watched a couple of movies. I watched American Sniper, which was good.
How many cuckoos would you give it?
Well, out of 13.
After I watched it, I went and read up on what, because it's based on a biopic of a true guy who was in the army, who
yeah.
was in the American Navy SEALs, who was sort of the best. He was sort of geared up as, well, I don't know if he was geared up, but he was
the best around.
Yeah, he self-proclaimed he was the best ever sniper of all time, because he got like 170 confirmed kills in Afghanistan. So it's kind of set just after 9/11, when or maybe just before, and he goes to Iraq after when the Americans go in, and it's
yeah.
about kind of, it sort of swaps between him and what he does in Iraq, and how he's trying to balance his family and stuff. So, but it's a true, he was a real guy, and it's about his life, and because he got killed when he came back,
yeah.
like, he was helping these veterans out. One of the
spoiler alert.
Well, it's a true story. It's what it's about.
You've yes. ruined the whole film. I didn't know anything about
nah, it. Well, it ain't about that. It's about what he actually does in the film.
I don't have to watch it now. I know how it ends.
But it's good. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I won't say it was a must see.
Is it a war film?
Apparently Cooper's up for loads of awards. Isn't
yeah, he's very
who?
Good in it.
Bradley
Cooper's in it. Face from the A-Team.
He's just fucking face.
What are you laughing at?
It's Bradley Cooper.
He's don't know who Bradley Cooper
you know,
is in Silver Linings Playbook.
It was just amazing.
Why would I have seen Silver Linings
what an
Playbook?
Amazing movie that
it's a
is.
Wicked film.
It's
man.
A great film. Is
all right, you pair of queers.
He was the beaver in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now
oh,
you
was
know
it?
Him.
All right. Yes. Beaver. The one
a
beaver in Guardians.
Was he not a beaver?
No, what the fuck
was
is
he,
beaver?
Was he a raccoon?
Yeah.
Fucking beaver.
Was he a fox?
It'd be better if
you
it
were
was
watching,
a beaver.
You were watching the...
was he a girl?
You were watching the adult version.
No, that's
he's a raccoon.
That's it, sorry, yeah.
There's a lot of beaver in this film, Andrea. Go and watch it. I'm sure Tim said they're an animal. I don't remember him mentioning beavers, though. And there's a lot of them.
A lot of beavers. Yeah, so...
How many cuckoos, you fucking
I'm just
bitch?
Thinking now, because it's good, but... It's
Jesus Christ, look, keep it down to, like, fucking Twitter, so you can have, like, 150-character review, and you've gone on for half an hour about this fucking film that sounds...
It's meant to be
like
good.
Horse shit.
No, it's meant to be good.
Eight.
8 out of 13.
Maybe 9.
Oh,
8.5.
God. Okay. 8.5 cuckoos. Just its legs. Just a wing.
It was good, but...
Oh, for crying out loud.
Not quite up to the beak.
Yeah, it went brilliant.
Oh, his beak deep.
Beak.
What's it called?
American Sniper.
Is it a war film? Were it as good
it's
as...
It's a biopic. It's like...
Apocalypse Now.
No.
Which was far too long.
It was yeah. far too long. Was it as good as... I don't know what the best war film is.
Was
it? Debatable,
isn't it?
It
was obviously no Black Hawk Down.
No,
I've never watched Black Ops.
I won't say it was an action film.
No,
it's more about
a sniper.
His life within with it, not just the army, but it swaps between. It's quite quick away. It's edited and it chops between his life in Iraq and then back his home life, and it's chops and.
Thought we were Afghanistan.
No, sorry, Iraq. It's just after 9/11, kind
yeah.
of. He's already in the army, but he gets sent out after 9/11 happens.
Sounds all right. Sounds
yeah,
all
it's
right.
worth definitely worth a watch because Bradley Cooper's
it.
Great. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Who's Bradley Cooper?
He's the fox, beaver, raccoon in kind of
face from the
A-Team.
Not Dirk Benedict then.
No, the right. from the new film.
Have I seen that? That's got Qui-Gon Jinn in it.
Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn.
I can never remember his name. I can just remember that he was Qui-Gon Jinn.
I will find you, and I will kill you. Liam.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
I'm going to watch Taken 3. I'm putting it out there.
It's number one at the box office, isn't it?
I think it'll be good.
At the minute. It will be all right.
You two are fucking...
Is he on a plane? No, not this time. Where's he been taken? Is he
taken,
been taken?
Taken on
oh,
a plane.
Hang on. It's like
Samuel L. Jackson's in
we
it.
We spoke about this last week.
His
like
wife gets murdered.
That's it. By a man with
it.
A prosthetic arm.
Dr. Richard
the Fugitive.
No, Dr. Richard Kimball killed my wife.
No, we went through this the other week. Please let's not go through this again.
Dr. Richard, I will find you. And I will mutilate you. Will you take your other arm?
I think it's really good. The second one was brilliant. Have you not seen it?
The second
I've seen the second one.
It was all right.
It was good. What's wrong with it?
It was just the first one.
Oh, we've been
again.
Through this.
Yeah, we did this last week.
We did.
He will come into your room, hide in his cupboard. He'd never look there.
The Indian's in that one.
The Indian in the cupboard.
There's not actually been a good film come out that I think, I really want to watch that for ages.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I wanted to really
The Babadook, and it was fucking rubbish.
Yeah, I don't really fancy The Babadook.
Seen that. I'm gonna
I'll drop
that.
It on Drive if you want.
No, I've got it.
Have you seen Annabelle yet? The second part of the country.
Annabelle.
Is that the one about the doll?
Yeah.
No.
No, I haven't seen
That's supposed to be alright, but I don't know. I thought The Conjuring was really good.
The Conjuring was alright, yeah.
Tim versus Rob.
Hello.
Welcome,
hello. Ladies and gentlemen, to this week's exciting episode of Timothy Rob.
No, I took him off. Losing.
I only do that because Rob says, oh, he's really boring. And it's got so now Tim versus Rob has got like, you can tell Rob's favourite bits because he likes to big them up. So it's got his own theme music and then I've got to introduce it like that as well.
You should see how excited I get. I love it. I love quiz time. You've got to pump it up.
It's quiz time.
Pump it up.
I love about the quiz so much.
Quiz. What do I win? What do I win? Quiz.
I think it's 8-5.
Okay.
It's going to be 9-5.
But
It's going to be 8-6.
Has won 2 in a row.
Yeah.
And won last week. So he gets to choose first or second. These are all questions. These are all famous songs that were in movies. You'll get the song title and the artist.
We like this.
Name the movie.
We like this.
Right. So it's name the movie.
See. Yeah.
Bit of both.
I thought you were going to go.
I'll go second.
We'll go second.
Oh, okay.
Pass the gauntlet.
Right, Robert. Question one.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
What am I?
Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong by Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes.
Yes. An Officer and a Gentleman.
I want to get that.
Knows what tomorrow brings.
R.I.P. Joe.
Yeah. Tim.
Yes.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
I'm Brian Adams. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
These are really easy this week.
It's going to be quite quick. This
it is.
Well,
it is.
We'll see.
Rob, yes. Show Me Heaven by Maria McKee.
Ooh, I know that.
Days of Thunder.
Yeah. I wouldn't have fucking known that. Top Not Gun a bastard in a car. Clue.
Top Gun in cars, wasn't it? I think was Thingy in that.
Goose.
No, what's his name?
Dennis Quaid?
No, he wasn't.
Dennis Hopper?
I don't think.
Dennis Hopper? That fellow who played Qui-Gon Jinn.
I'll have a think.
Was he in it?
No.
I'll find you.
I will find you.
And I'll take over you.
And I will count the corners from the boot of your car.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, was that 5? Shit.
Even though he's never Irish in any film, he ever does.
Over the cattle grid. Through the gates.
I don't think in NASCAR they have cattle grid.
I will count the sheep. 3, 2, 1. Right, go on.
Tim. Kiss from a Rose. Seal.
Batman Forever.
And
well, that could have been a stumbler.
Yeah, that's why I put it in.
Yeah. I said it because I thought
that was one with Bat Dog and Bat Cat. I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Rob Waterloo by ABBA.
Ooh, motherfucker, an idea.
Well, I'm gonna say Mamma Mia because it's right.
What is it?
But it is in Mamma Mia. It is obviously.
Won't know. Muriel's Wedding.
Oh, crying now. I've
never
that.
Seen it.
Good.
Maybe once.
Tim.
I've probably seen it once.
Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship. Rob knows it.
Yeah.
Rob knows it.
It's in my top 5 of all time.
It's shit.
It's beauty.
It could be a couple of films, that.
I guess what you got to think about is like the year or the sort of.
Yeah.
When the song came out and the film will be around the same time.
Let him see you were crazy.
I don't know.
I used to love that.
We should have a guess.
I can't even hazard a guess.
I still love that song. It's like a proper guilty pleasure. Oh, sorry, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, if you know it.
It was Mannequin.
It was.
Yeah, with Kim Cattrall, a very young Kim Cattrall. And the guy from Police Academy running around with his bulldog.
Hightower?
No. The guy who they kept putting like quick drying cement in his shampoo and stuff like that.
Rob, question 4.
God.
When you say nothing at all, by running, you shit best.
That was.
I know that.
Running!
It was Notting Hill.
Oh, he knew it. Love it.
You shit.
Love it.
Ronan cheated.
It's fucking shit.
Love it.
Fuck off. Timothy.
Yes.
Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. I want to know the name of the film.
Not Minds. La la la.
La la la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realise there's nothing left.
There will be if he gets this.
And then he puts his chains on.
Because guess what, Tim? You ain't going to get the last one wrong. And he is. Yours is really easy and his is really hard.
Oh. Or you and your home is my blinding joke.
I can see Michelle Pfeiffer in it and I can't think that.
Is that why you made that noise just then?
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
Michelle.
Michelle Pfeiffer at high school.
A white girl, Michelle. No, I can't think. I can see the film, but I can't think what it's called. Unfortunately.
You were right. It was
Something Minds.
It was Dangerous Minds, Dangerous I think. Minds. Yeah.
Oh, well.
It got a big billing, didn't it? Back in, what, 90s?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Six. You've won.
Have I?
Yeah, yours is Take My Breath Away.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Toppity Gun.
Watching in slow motion.
And Tim, yours is Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, I'd say Naked Gun. It is in Naked
totally
Gun.
Totally in the wrong
it
genre.
It is in Naked Gun 3.
Naked Gun.
It is in that film.
I'm sure it is.
Hip to Be Square.
Because Frank Drebin sings it as he's walking
around. It's the way you tell him. Hip to Be Square.
What was it?
Hip to Be Square.
American Psycho.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was?
He puts it on and then he's just like, what a the axe in the fella's head.
He does. And he's talking like about Huey Lewis's discography. It's weird.
Have you ever listened to the lyrics?
Thunk. Thunk. Dig it. That was
Christian Bale.
A weird film.
A whisper.
Yeah.
I like the bit where she's running down the staircase like this with his chainsaw and he just drops it. It's like, what?
So that's 10-5 to Robert.
Yeah!
10-5.
Well done.
Well done. Good quiz, that. I like
tricky
that.
Quiz. Tricky quiz.
Too easy. Easy.
Tricky quiz.
No. You've had really hard ones. And the last two have been pretty close. They've gone to tiebreakers, so.
I like music and movies tied in.
You like that?
Yeah, excellent.
I don't.
No, we know you don't like any, but you're not good at anything. I give you a fucking sci-fi quiz, you got 0 out of 5. And that's supposed to be your specialty subject.
Well, it's all the questions.
Was it like Space Precinct questions?
Yeah, if it had been decent questions.
They weren't decent questions,
I'm
you
joking.
Big bitch.
The animated series? What?
You even got the Star Trek question wrong. That's supposed to be like...
trick question.
I
still
don't
class
know.
The animated series as a real
somebody
star.
At the door.
Animated series. It'll be next door.
Oh. Just what have they come round for?
Just to do a quiz. To do the quiz.
All right, we've finished. There's another quiz if they want to do it, like.
Quizzy time.
I've always got one.
As a backup?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
That's Tim's quiz.
Is the backup one? Quiz good?
It's like...
No.
Well, it's all right, I guess. It's like about superheroes.
Oh, let's
so you get the name of the
there.
Person, but then you've got a name of the superheroes.
Oh,
I mean?
God, you'd be ace at that.
Yeah, I'd probably be.
Yeah, you'd probably be good at that.
It depends, though, because if it's like...
What?
Anyway, that's not going to...
If it's like what?
Probably get like the Marvel and DC ones.
Some of them are like really easy, and some of them are like really fucking hard.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
There could be some really obscure ones in there.
Yeah, man. Right, there you go. Like, done.
Well done, boys.
Follow us on Twitter @3cuckoos or email us 3cuckoos@gmail.com.
I'm just trying to think if I've seen anything this week. It's all been about TV this week, hasn't it?
I could eat a curry, you know, now.
You've got Broadchurch on Monday.
Oh, you were talking about
which
it.
Is huge, isn't it, Broadchurch? Oh. It's massive at the minute.
Is Doctor Who in that?
Everybody's talking about
David
it.
David Tennant's
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good. It's really, really good.
I don't know.
It's been getting a bit slated, actually, in the press today.
Why?
Some people are saying it's... full of inaccurate. I hate it when they say this.
What
it's
do they mean by
inaccuracies?
Does that mean like?
Because I probably factual. Can't tell you because it's spoilers.
Because it's in a courtroom,
so it's factual inaccuracies.
So it's, yeah, I think that's where they were going. Yeah,
right.
And people are going, "Oh, David Tennant's mumbling." It's like, no, he's not. Just turn your telly up.
And it's got someone who looks like David at Coronation Street in it.
I don't know who that is.
Just saying,
David who owns the shot of the calf.
Which one's that?
Gail Platt's boy.
Which one's that?
The
is he a mechanic?
Fella,
Ooh, he.
The fella who claimed murdered them kids.
Is the guy who said he did
like
it at
David
the end of the
Platt
last season?
From Coronation yeah. Street. Which one?
David Platt.
Which one?
Is a footballer.
One? Fuck me. Never mind. That was. Oh, yeah, that was David Platt.
Was what a
David,
goal. That
David
was.
Tilsley. I don't fucking know what his name was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, it's good.
It's really good.
I do actually fancy
so Rob, if you had to have a top five of TV shows
of all
to watch
time? Or just like recent,
recent, whatever.
All time. It's got to be all time, hasn't it?
Has it got to be all time?
TV series.
Series.
To TV watch. Series. If you could recommend five to somebody, what would you do? We know what Tim would do. With it. Yeah. Star Trek.
No.
Enterprise.
X-Files would be first.
Stargate. Tim's business. Go on.
Stargate.
Go on, Rob. Do as you, give us your
right,
five.
Okay. I would recommend X-Files.
Yeah, my number one.
Something for every single genre. I would recommend...
Breaking Bad, probably.
Breaking Bad, absolutely. Every single time.
Would that
I'd
be,
recommend
that. Would that be our number one?
I'd recommend Luther, because I just enjoyed it more than anything. It was so cool. Mm. I would recommend maybe, like...
It's tough.
It is really hard. Do you know
five?
What? I loved The Fall. I've just finished The Fall. It was brilliant. And the ending was just so cool as well. It was wicked.
That's four.
But did it end?
It's tough.
Yeah, it is.
Depends what genre you're going for. But if you're going for if you're going for any, it's even tougher.
Space Precinct.
It'd be in there, wouldn't it?
I'm not a fan.
It'd be competing for that fifth spot.
Would I say Walking Dead? I don't know if I would. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit and have a little bit of everything. I'll say Walking Dead, but I'll probably come back to you.
All right.
So that's five then.
What about you, Tim?
I'd say X-Files would be my number one.
Really?
Then, yeah. Far,
I bet it's aged well.
It's far better than anything that's ever been on.
I bet it's not
for
aged
me personally.
Well.
I just love the different episodes. They were so different.
The writing was superb in some of them. There hasn't been anything better than that for me yet. Not consistently better, anyway.
So is that your 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5?
No, I think 2 would probably be... I think Breaking Bad would be in there. I don't know what order these are
doing. Have you watched all of Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Mine was in no order.
Yeah, Breaking Bad was
unbelievable.
Awesome.
I can't believe you've seen that all the way through.
Why haven't you?
Because you've not got the staying power to watch a series.
Oh, X-Files is like 10 seasons.
I
24
can't believe
of
you've
each
seen
one.
All them. Fucking
Stargate,
hell.
10 seasons, done. Easy.
Is that in your top five?
Yeah, that'd be my top five. God. SG-1 would be my top five.
Firefly?
No,
fuck
Firefly
off.
Wouldn't be in my top five because it's not
the
long
Space
enough.
Western.
I've not seen
don't.
That shit.
Just don't. It's fucking
it's
garbage.
It's pretty tricky.
Don't. Honestly. Don't waste your fucking
this
time.
Is the return of the Space Cowboy.
That'd be a wicked theme tune for that. I don't know. I'd struggle after
aliens.
That because
is that so that three?
I might put Game of Thrones in there, but it hasn't finished yet.
Well, no. So
it has to have finished.
No, it doesn't.
Because you don't know. Next season might be.
Don't make a difference.
Crap.
It doesn't make a difference. You could recommend someone now to watch his TV show.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but
right, so that's four. Quantum Leap.
No.
Stairway to Heaven.
Cagney and Lacey.
Hawaii 5-0. Magnum.
I don't know.
Oh god.
I'd be stuck after that because I don't know. No.
See, I haven't included comedy in mine. I've gone
for Frasier
for,
in there, wouldn't
oh, serial, fucking Frasier's crap.
I've gone for serial kind of drama
Friends.
Kind of.
It's tough
because comedies
that?
Are
yeah.
different. You can dip in and out and not miss anything.
Yeah.
But it's not
a series then.
You see, The Good Wife. I'd probably go for Good Wife as well in there.
Well, would you?
Yeah.
Not Vampire Diaries.
Is it that good?
The Good Wife is brilliant.
And you didn't even have fucking Backdraft, the TV show.
Chicago Fire in there.
Chicago Fire, that's
well,
it.
Well, I think Good Wife's on season 6 now. So those first five, the drama and the story, the writing's brilliant.
The one with Richard Brys in.
Richard Brys.
That was Ever Decreasing Circles, I think.
Oh, right.
Was that was
the good life?
That was the good life.
Yeah, we'll go for good life. Do. Yeah, I think those probably be made four at the minute.
God
five,
damn it,
five.
Margot.
God damn it, Margot.
Damn it, Margot. You've fallen in the cat shit again.
Clean it yourself up. yeah, I'd say.
Sorry to
yeah,
our American
so X Files,
whatever.
Good Wife, Breaking
no
Bad, SG-1.
And Game of Thrones.
And Game of Thrones.
I feel like there's something really big that I've missed.
I'd have Star Trek in there, like Next Generation or something as well. But it's not every. You see, it depends who you're recommending it to.
Yeah, it does.
Like if I was recommending it to you, I wouldn't put.
Oh my god, The Following.
You can't have it now. It's too late.
Fuck
you. No, you see, following hasn't done all for me yet. It's
too late.
I just didn't like it.
Oh, it's ace.
I need to watch it again.
The following, I'd have that it's because we leather. Just fucking devoured it.
It's hell
and
leather.
Season one was so good.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
It
again.
Was unbelievably good. It was.
See, I watched the first six
amazing.
And thought it was all right, and then we started a break, went on all day and stuff.
It's like all out war, isn't
we
it?
We just could not stop watching
it's
it.
It's properly brilliant.
I have to rewatch that.
It's up there with Chicago Fire at all.
Chicago yeah, Fire.
That easy. Yeah. That definitely. Definitely.
Definitely.
Would be in my top five.
Definitely.
Broadchurch would be in there.
Really? All time top five?
It was fucking... Right, okay. The first season was amazing.
And I
don't sit and just watch something. And we watched the whole first season on Boxing Day. It was that good.
And you sat here and went, is it that good?
Yeah. And it was. It is
it
that good.
It looks like fucking EastEnders.
It does.
That's what you said.
Yeah. No, it was ace. But, love it.
Really good.
Yeah. Love it.
Even though it's only had like 9 episodes, 10 episodes.
Don't matter.
In total.
Don't care. Luther's not got that many.
No.
That was really good.
Oh, was
Luther was good.
Would that
but
be in there?
I don't think it'd be in my top, but I haven't watched it all.
For me, Dexter's in there. Fucking love Dexter. Dexter was just ace.
Californication.
So there's them three, and then Breaking Bad.
But Hannibal?
And then Game of Thrones.
You love
Game of Thrones.
Didn't you?
Is just the best thing I've ever seen, ever.
Would you kick Hannibal out for Broadchurch then?
Yeah.
What about Walking Dead? You love Walking Dead?
Yeah, no. No, I'd rather watch.
So Walking Dead over Broadchurch?
No. Broadchurch over Walking Dead. It's just that. It is that good.
The thing is, you get into the mystery of it so deep.
Yeah.
And there's so many little twists and turns. And like I said to you ages ago, every episode it's someone different.
Yeah.
You're like, it's got to be him. It's got to be him. And it's just wicked.
And it flips around.
Absolutely
yeah.
brilliant. And then the second season, they've turned it on its head now.
But the following, just for the fact that it just grabbed you by the bollocks
it
and
did.
Said, come on.
But it's like a proper slasher flick.
Yeah.
Just drawn out into this thing. It's brilliant. God, it's like being at Battersea Dog Zone in here.
It is.
Walkies!
Don't. Never say that to a dog without actually meaning to take them out for a piss.
What was that?
That was Liam Neeson.
I'm here.
He's
found
coming.
You. I'm in the house.
You.
He will kill you.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know what was, I think it was on ITV
I want the following
6.
To come back now.
Do you know what was on ITV 8 the other day? Patriot Games.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. With Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
Winter's coming.
Harrison Ford.
Winter's
it's pretty
coming.
Good if I remember Patriot
it's,
Games.
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they tried to follow it up with things,
Air Force
didn't they?
One
like
and
Clear and Present Danger and stuff like that, where he was still, what was his name? Jack somebody.
Jack Ryan, isn't it? Yeah.
That's him, yeah.
Because they did some of All Fear. And they did the recent one with Chris Pine, didn't they? And Kevin Costner.
Oh, God, I don't know. Were they all linked?
Yeah, it's the same character.
Were, yeah,
it's all,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
all
loads of books.
Tom there? Clancy, isn't it, I think. Is it Tom Clancy? Jack Ryan? CIA? Badass?
Want something like Hunt for the Red October in...
Yeah. Jack Ryan's in that.
Very
yeah.
briefly.
It's
it,
the
yeah.
same guy. It's just different sort of stories with him in. Because, I mean, Some of All Fears was really good, actually.
I watched Patriot Games when it came out.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was ace. And then I watched Clear and Present Danger, and I think I nodded off.
I've never seen
it
either.
It was wank.
I might have to watch. Is Clear and Present Danger when they're in, like, South America and all his friends get shot?
I don't know. They have, like, they get into this street.
I'd have to watch
them. And they get ambushed.
Yeah,
and it all goes
it, yeah.
mental.
I might have to watch them all now.
Yeah. It's just a good bit
They'll
at the end of, end of Patriot Games where all the power goes out.
Yeah, yeah, in the house.
And you know Sean Bean's found him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his crazy Irish friends.
Tried to watch Money Pit last night.
Oh, what do you mean you tried?
Because on it said it was on Netflix, but when I went to find it, it said it's no longer available for streaming, only to buy on DVD. And I was like,
really?
What?
On Netflix?
Yeah. And I was like, what?
I didn't think they did that on Netflix.
No, I
didn't
think they do.
I don't think that's...
What?
It was weird.
Probably links to Amazon.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, probably does, yeah.
So I was a bit upset about
that. Oh, man.
I really... Because we were talking about... I was in the bath, and we were talking about bath going through the floor, and I was like, it's not like the Money Pit house. And I went, oh, let's watch Money Pit. And it was like... Oh, okay.
It's shit.
Oh, it's wicked.
It's shit.
It's brilliant.
It's not
so
really
good.
Funny.
It's one of the best Tom Hanks comedies.
It's really, really funny. I watched, talking to Tom Hanks, I watched Castaway with my little girl.
Oh, did you?
The other night. I said, let's watch a film. What do you fancy? And I went, do you know what? Something with a story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quite like, you know, a bit more grown up for you.
Yeah.
None of this freaking aliens and superheroes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's get something that's quite serious. So we watched Castaway.
What did she think?
She thought it was really good.
Yeah, it's a great film, that.
Yeah, it was good. She was telling my little boy that he was talking to a ball. Like, yeah, I suppose he was,
might
really.
As well, yeah.
I suppose he was,
similar.
Yeah. It's good. I always wonder how they filmed that. Did you know when it goes 4 years later?
Yeah.
And he looks like
he's 4 years later.
He looks crazy, doesn't he? He's proper thin.
I've never seen it.
He's got loads of hair.
It's one to watch.
Did he grow all that hair, or did they grow a little bit of beard and then just add it all on?
Yeah.
And did he lose did they film it from did they start it there and film it there when he'd lost all the weight?
Yeah.
And then just tell him to put loads of weight on right quick. And
yeah, it'd be good to see like a documentary on that.
So. I'm sure there is one on the DVD. Yeah. It's got two discs.
But I've never
did you watch it on DVD?
Or did you download
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, we did.
Wow.
I always wonder about the quality.
Yeah.
Sometimes you put a DVD on now and it looks crap. And you think, I spent 15 bloody quid on this.
Yeah.
Years ago, granted. But please.
Because I think original ones, they were just direct VHS transfers, a lot of them, weren't they?
Shocking.
They upscaled them.
There's some shockers. You know, when you put them on, you think, DVD, fine, not a problem. And ITV, it just looks crap.
ITV4 had The Running Man on the other night.
Did they?
And it was like VHS quality. I couldn't watch it.
I don't care.
It was terrible. It even had, like tracking lines.
Someone
on
frame advance.
Isn't Wesley Snipes in that?
No.
It's like Jesse Ventura.
It is
it?
Arnold. Yeah, and Jesse Ventura. Is Bill Duke in it as well?
Yeah, I think they're all in it, aren't they? Because it was just before Predator, that, I think. Or was it just after?
No, it was after, I think. Yeah. 87 ish, I think.
Yeah, Predator 86, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's when he gets strapped into that thing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He goes,
what is it? He's like, his orange suit. Let's start. Oh, was it?
It's time to start running.
Running! Yeah. It's on Netflix. I'm going to just watch it.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
You bought me that in like this steel case book.
Yeah.
Beauty.
It's a wicked film.
It's not.
Have you ever seen The Running Man?
Yep.
It's a wicked film.
It's cool. Shit. When he gets that guy with his chainsaw. Yeah.
The book's really good as well.
There's no such thing as a good Arnold Schwarzenegger
the book.
Film.
Never seen the book.
The book is good.
I have never read the book yet. I've never even seen it in a shop.
I'll get you a copy of it. My uncle will get one.
Go to Waterstones, innit? Get myself a hardback copy.
Hard.
Look at you, you're like a dog cushion.
Mm. Dog whisperer.
The dog. Yeah, you are. The dog
Doctor
whisperer.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Dog Botherer.
Go on, dog.
Should we have a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Once a week, four assholes get together like hyenas feasting on a carcass. They sometimes turn on each other.
Don't be a bitch!
But when they're not attacking each other, they have their focus set on the greater good of society.
So women are forced to be naked.
I hate children, and I love watching when children get disciplined, because it's fantastic.
I would be in charge of the marijuana.
Okay, here's the thing. It's going to get to the point where we've attacked every race and religion and culture, so it's going to be, it'll take the pressure off of whatever ones we pick on the most.
Why doesn't everyone just be friends?
Lorne.
If I ever kill someone, I'm going to carve a hole out of their face and shit in it.
I think what we took from this is that I'm a prophet.
Josh.
I'm not the punk bitch of this show. I'm the only sane one here.
Mike.
Take off your cross.
How do you get rid of herpes?
Luke.
I've always been an asshole since I was young. Did you forget who the star was?
It's the Bold and Belligerent Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on Stitcher and follow us on Twitter at @BNB_podcast. Blah, 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 and all that commie bullshit.
I'd like to introduce this week's shout-outs.
It's like being on Shooting Star, isn't it?
A slim Loris.
And now it's time.
Right.
So, shout out to the Bald and Belligerent podcast.
Yo.
Hello.
Four boys.
I don't know what to say.
Hello
there.
Four boys. They're like whipping each other.
Would you like to give that shout out, Timothy? Do that shout out there.
Which one are we on? Leanne Rice. Hello.
Hello, Leanne Rice. You're from the High Tea podcast, aren't you, Dan?
Yes, she is.
Well-behaved women. Sorry, I'm...
Well-behaved women.
Bio there.
They're not well-behaved women.
Well-behaved women rarely make history.
Oh, I was going to say, they're not well-behaved
Editor
women.
Editor and founder of the High Tea cast.
Sweet.
Podcast pro, apparently.
Yo.
Burlesque.
Yeah.
Performing as Miss Ruby Skies.
Miss Ruby Skies.
Get your tits out for the lads. Next. That groovy cat at that fracking cat.
Get your twitters out.
Show us your twitters.
Yeah, how come it's Groovy Cat now? That's changed.
It's changed his name.
Drawing comics, writing, watching movies, co-host of Midnight Movie Nights.
With
Miranda Janelle.
I am the cat.
Yeah, he is.
Your turn.
She is. The DAPF pod, Annalise, has said, Hello. And that's Dirty Angels and Pretty Freaks.
Yeah, man.
Pretty Freaks. Pretty Freaks.
Casa Murph.
What?
Casa Murph.
What? Kessa.
Fucking cunt.
Beeps.
They didn't join in with the pie and mash debate the other day.
Ding, 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 ding.
What was
ding,
the debate?
Ding, 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 ding.
That Adam Barker was on about pie and mash and how much he likes pie and mash. Yeah. Do you have gravy on it? And he was like, no. I was like, you're a fucking heathen.
Yeah,
got you're not gravy fucking. He didn't eat jelly eels either. But he probably would if we bought him some.
He probably would. What was the whole pie and liquor? What was that?
I think liquor's their form of gravy. I don't know what liquor is.
Because
though.
Liquor over here.
Up
is,
here.
Is like spirits, yeah. Is it not?
Well, it's just like any booze, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't put booze on a pie.
Unless it's like steak and ale.
A steak and ale, it's fair enough, but that's kind of in the pie.
I don't even know what this liquor is.
No, I don't. It Someone needs to tell me us what big the liquor time. Is. Yeah, you liquor. Need to tell us what the liquor is. Did you shout Sam Sparrow?
No.
Samantha Sparrow.
Black and gold.
We go, yeah. Painted it red. That was somebody else.
Daniel
Merriweather. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
Merriweather.
I get them two mixed up.
Yeah. Is that one that Amy were in Only Fools and Horses?
That was Buster Merrifield. Oh, right. Yeah, because it would be highly unfair to give.
Well, Sam Sparrow's the other half of the IT.
The
cast.
High T, yeah.
They're both great.
Which, you know, when you're listening to it,
yeah.
Do you ever go, which is which?
No, I know now.
Oh, do you know now?
Yeah, because Sam's the loud one.
Right.
She's
right.
Louder than Leah. Leah's a bit quiet.
She a princess? No,
as in like, I think her sound, to turn her down, I think, her sound level's lower. Not that she's quiet, because she's fucking not.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Patrick O.
I was just going to say, yeah, Patrick
Patrick
O.
Likes to tweet.
Patrick likes to tweet.
Host of Making New Friends, lover of the simple pleasures in life, especially chicken wings.
I'm the guy behind peaches and hot sauce.com.
Love it.
Thanks, Pat.
Love it.
I love some hot sauce on my peaches.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
I love it. I could eat a peach for hours.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Right. Celebrity bothering.
Should we just give Nerdy Vixen a little hello?
Yeah. Hiya.
You've been tweeting since. So that's nice. Yeah. Sorry, Mark. Go on.
Thanks to Adam Barker for the pie and mash debate. What the fuck's liquor?
Pie and mash.
Yeah. Fucking liquor.
We know what pie and mash is. It's a very basic food.
It is. What's.
But if it's
know,
gravy, it's call it gravy. Liquor?
Do you think it's like really thin and watery?
Yeah, I think I've got a feeling it might be.
Christ.
It'll maybe see through, maybe just water.
Is Northern liquor, boys love gravy.
Is liquor not ooh. Alcoholic?
I guess not down south, no.
It can't be, can it?
Probably like. I bet it's like the consistency and colour of washing up water.
It's like if you go down south and go into a chippy and you ask for scraps.
Don't they do scraps?
They don't do scraps.
They shut the shop down, they don't know what to do.
They basically think you're a health inspector.
Fucking hell! Sam Sparrow did say that she discovered chips and gravy in 2011.
How old
I said,
she?
Really? Yeah. Have you discovered fire or the wheel yet?
Fire.
Fucking chips and gravy 3 years ago. What do these fucking southerners eat?
Next year with Sarah Lee, you've not had chips and curry sauce.
What do they have on like the Sunday dinner?
Liquor.
Has
liquor.
They got no moist? Liquor. Christ. I don't even want to know what that is. Fuck me.
It's really confusing.
Glad I don't live down there.
What do you do, like pour Baileys over a pie? Yeah, that's
an apple pie.
God damn it.
But you wouldn't have mash with an apple pie, would you?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I'd try it.
You'd try mashed potato with an apple pie.
What's your program?
There's custard
on it.
On mashed potato?
No, the apple pie.
No, liquor.
I watched
if it had custard, I'd go for the mashed potato.
I watched a program the other day. And this guy was having pie sandwiches. And I thought, that's a bit excessive.
Would you have a mashed potato sandwich?
No.
Why?
Because mash, if it's not right, it's really dry.
Would you have it in a sandwich?
It's a bit boring.
Mash?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
I'd have a with pie gravy sandwich. I'd definitely have a pie sandwich, wouldn't
what
you?
What kind of pie?
Chicken and mushroom.
Yeah, I'd have a pie. Like
I'd have a steak and ale pie.
Oh, a chicken balti pie.
Jesus,
a
chicken balti pie sandwich.
You'd have any pie in a sandwich.
Any pie. Yeah,
you couldn't put a pot pie in a sandwich.
With brown sauce
on
you could.
That is the...
Fuck off, brown sauce.
You'd
red sauce
you'd
only.
Have to smash it up. You'd have to smash it up and then fine. But any other pie, you just whack
it's
it
too dry.
What, like make it in like a jam?
A pot pie's too dry to go in a sandwich.
Pie jam?
A pot pie jam? Blended.
Would you butter your bread?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't.
If you had pie in a sandwich.
You can't have a sandwich without buttered bread, can you? You've got to butter it, sure.
Buttered bread.
Have you ever had a pie sandwich?
No, but no. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna do
definitely.
That.
But you wouldn't have mash. What else wouldn't you put in a sandwich?
Sandwich? I'm not like.
I'd have that in a sandwich.
One half of Bodger and Badger, am I?
What else wouldn't you put in a sandwich?
Anything goes in a sandwich, really.
Would you put super noodles in a sandwich?
Yeah, I've had a super noodle.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Yeah, I probably would.
That's fantastic.
Empty a pot noodle out into a sandwich.
No, because you'd have all liquor at bottom.
Liquor, don't go
No,
there.
But you can dip your sandwich back into the liquor.
Fuck.
That's a good idea. Are we calling gravy liquor now? What the...
Is it just any juice that comes with food?
We don't actually know what liquor is.
Is it just juice?
I don't know what liquor is.
Just juice.
We need some clarification on what liquor
juice.
Is.
It's just the juice.
Food juice. Pie juice.
Pie juice.
Is it just the melted lard?
That
it
yeah.
Do you think it's the water that they boil the potatoes in?
Yeah. Oh, that would go in a sandwich, but I'd have it.
You can't have that. You can't have that on you.
Boiled dirty water.
No. That sounds minging.
So why wouldn't you put... mashed potatoes in a sandwich?
It'd have to be really good mash.
Yeah.
It'd maybe have to have a bit of flavour in it as well.
Would you put a bit of sauce on?
It might have to have like something mixed in, you
like
know,
cheese or horseradish.
You know, when you mix like...
Oh yeah, nice
like,
horseradish mash.
Yeah, something like that. That might be all right. I'd maybe have to have a little bit of meat in there.
Yeah, I'd have to put some beef in that.
Well, now you're just making it into a Sunday dinner sandwich.
Yeah, and a Yorkshire pudding in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you're
well.
Right. No, I wouldn't just have a mash sandwich.
Never.
Oh. Nah, I don't think so.
A full Sunday dinner sandwich, it must exist.
That's a wicked idea.
Yorkshire pudding, potatoes, beef, gravy, onions, onion gravy.
Onions?
Onion gravy.
Onion gravy? Yeah.
I won't have onion gravy on my Sunday dinner.
It might have in my Yorkshire and separate gravy on my beef.
And you can mix it up, you know, chicken one week.
Yeah, do a chicken.
Yeah. Or a ham. Yeah, sweet, nice, I like that.
I'm confused.
But we still don't know what liquor is. So
no.
We're actually just making it up now as well.
We're guessing, aren't we? We're guessing.
Yeah, we're guessing.
Right, so now...
we pose the question.
Who should we bother in the celebrity world this week? Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, Tim's turn. So we're all going to take a break while Tim decides.
Get ready. There four. What about...
Oh, God.
I've been waiting for this moment.
What about Frey Bentos?
Let's do it.
Can you tell us what liquor is?
Celebrity.
They're not really celebrities, are they?
What did we decide last week? Is there a certain tier of celebrity going all the way to the A class?
What about like Paul Hollywood? He's like a celebrity pie maker.
Yeah, it's on topic, really, I suppose, isn't it?
With the I bet he knows what fucking liquor is.
And he'll know what a good goes in a sandwich well.
Actually, no, because he's from Liverpool, isn't he?
Oh, no. He wouldn't know about sandwiches.
He wouldn't know, don't they have sandwiches in Liverpool?
Not really.
No.
Oh, can I just say something?
No.
Talking of Twitter. Right.
Breaking news.
Guess who got favourited? By Dominic Diamond off of Games Master over the week.
What?
I did, yeah.
That's how we should celebrity bother.
No, you see, this is the point. This is the thing. The celebrity bothering, my idea of celebrity bothering was based on the fact that Robert is like the modern day Avid Merion, you see. Mm. He constantly tweets celebrities.
No,
try to get a reply.
I randomly got a reply off Example one time, didn't I? Off of the charts.
Yes, off
charts. And I got a favourite off Dominic Diamond.
That's legend.
For no apparent reason.
Tattooing someone in your body.
He said, can I just say thanks to Wikipedia because they killed me off last week and now I am alive. It was in the papers that Dominic Diamond died. And I just tweeted, loads of people have tweeted him, and I just tweeted, oh, I thought you'd hung up your golden joystick. I was like, that was your very last Data Blast. Do you remember Data Blast?
Yeah, I remember Data Blast.
At the end, you had to tape it and then frame advance it on your upmarket VCR.
Yeah, I remember.
And yeah, he favourited my tweet.
Boom!
How many followers does Dominic?
I don't know.
Less than us, probably.
Yeah. 12.
I love you, Damon.
Hello, Games Master.
Hello, Games Master!
I love Games Master. I'm
stuck on the opening credits of Sonic. What do I do?
Press start, you twat. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sean Connery on Games Master there.
Thank you very much.
What about Brian Blessed?
What's wrong with beef tomato?
Gordon's alive.
Pickle Henley.
Is Brian Blessed on Twitter? Yeah. Should we tweet Dr. Alban and say, is it your life?
No.
It's my life.
What about Hadaway?
Stop.
He's still alive.
Stop biting me. Stop.
Hadaway's gone.
Why is it so difficult for you to choose a fucking... I thought we decided on Paul Hollywood.
Well, yeah, I said Paul Hollywood. But then we said he didn't know about sandwiches. But I'm sure he does. Well, yeah, Paul Hollywood. Let's do it.
Ask him what the liquor is they put on pie and mash. Dan Saff.
Dan Saff.
Rob.
Liqueur.
Yeah.
Liqueur.
Paul, go on, Paul Hollywood.
Liqueur.
The Master Baker. He's got a good name.
Because his real name.
British Bake Off's male judge. He's on Instagram as well.
Total bastard.
I bet he's on Snapchat, you dirty son of a bitch.
It will be.
Mash.
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 Dan.
Dan.
Dancer.
D-A-R-N.
Dan.
Dan.
Saf. S-A-R-F.
Dan Saf.
Saf. Mary Berry's fitter.
Mary Berry's fitter?
What?
Which one, Tim? Mary Berry or Paul Hollywood?
Ooh.
If you had to take one to bed.
Apparently Mary's got a very moist bottom.
Mary then.
It's a soggy bottom, actually, not moist.
A soggy bottom.
Do you want to see Mary Berry's soggy bottom?
Yeah, why not? I've probably seen worse.
More than, what about, would you like to see Paul Hollywood's flowery baps?
Yeah.
His flowery baps.
I'll take that action.
His fresh from the oven buns.
You're nearly there, Sid.
Hey, Paul Hollywood.
Marco.
What's the...
Polo.
Liquor.
Polo. Marco.
It's on pie and mash down south. Down south. It's the question of this week's podcast.
So that's celebrity bothering.
Don't forget to... Don't forget to follow him as well.
Get your mouth out of my tea, you slag.
You fucking slag.
Right, Paul Hollywood. Dare you take the challenge.
God.
This week's celebrity bothering.
Do it. Do it.
It'll be the fucking first one. Jesus
Come
Christ.
On. Come on, Hollywood. Don't let us down.
The tweet has been sent.
He's not even a proper celebrity. Yes?
Yeah. Sarah started listening again.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She's come back.
Remind me who this is.
She's our number one fan.
Oh, yes. Ex number one fan.
Yeah. So that's good. So put her back welcome on the, back.
I'm probably our number one fan. She's not going to be... There was one week I listened to our podcast four times.
Really?
I just thought it was that good. I think that was...
it is that good.
I think that was Hot Yogurt. I did like that one best.
Hot Yogurt is
just for how Rob got so annoyed at me and you talking about our tea.
We were on tour that week, weren't
you? You and your fucking...
We were on...
Chicken on Kiev.
We were on location
fucking
at Tim's...
Fucking vegetable app. Rice we were on cauliflower cutlet.
Yeah, that was empty the freezer week.
And Tim's holiday gaff.
Yeah, it was.
On my other house.
Sweet. And now it's time for this week's Housewife Household Hints with Grandpa Stan.
Is this thing on? Make your own personalised jigsaw puzzle by shredding some family photographs. Can I go now? I think my family are coming. And I want a rich tea biscuit. I like a rich tea, but it has to be dunked and I can't eat it with my dentures.
So I've just had to listen to E17 and...
we had a break.
Peter Andre. So,
it was,
thanks.
We were harking back to Brian Harvey's video where he smashes up his E17 laser discs. So,
he'll regret that. He'll be regretting that now.
Because I'm on a diet, these two are sat here fucking munching. So in the 5 minutes taken Tim to make a cup of tea, you've just eaten...
Three drumsticks.
Lollipops.
And two packets of Love Hearts.
Little mini.
It's impressive.
I didn't even read them.
I don't care what they are.
You didn't even read them.
Did you eat them all at once?
Just gobbled them down.
No, he didn't even read them.
Them things that are like refreshers that are in there, they're all right.
Somebody's put their little heart and soul into those.
And I can't have any,
they've
really.
Gone writing. I've sucked the writing right off.
Rim me on them and stuff.
I think this one's got rim me on it.
That's probably the packet I had up my arse.
It's just got chug me red on it.
Balls deep. That's on one of them. I saw that the other day.
I listened to a Foo's album this week.
What, on a Love Heart?
Yeah, it's balls deep. It says on one
of them. Is that what it says?
Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't say balls deep, you fucking idiot.
It'd be full so fist. Funny if it did.
Fucking balls deep.
The popular Christ. Sweeties. Love Hearts.
I think you can get them from like Ann Summers cut and stuff, and they do have stuff like that written on them. Yeah.
Did you ever listen to Rock or Bust? I put it on the drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you listen to? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah,
it's good, isn't it? Bet Rob hadn't.
I've heard four of the tracks, and yeah, it is good.
So in between munching things and fucking making me listen to shit music.
Chug chug.
Wanted to fucking eat my own feet.
You know when you go E17 and then suddenly you go, oh God, I ain't heard Thunder since
there's
like
a, there's a reason I haven't listened to Thunder since 1994. Because it was fucking shite.
It's absolute crank garbage, yes, that's right. Would you like...
Crank garbage?
Some news.
It all depends. I want to know what's going on out there, to
Listen,
be honest.
There is two dogs.
Yeah.
One of them's trying to overcome the other one.
Overcome?
Yeah.
Or come
in a battle
over.
Of wits.
They could be the same thing, Mark. I think one of them's obviously won. It's gone right quiet. Would you like some news?
Oh, God.
It's not pet news either this week.
Is there any animal at all in any of them?
Hang on a minute. Let me look.
I'm going to assault you if there is.
I want to thought.
Assault!
I don't think there is. No, there's not.
Oh, God. How many... Oh, go on.
There's about 93 stories. None of them involve
just
pets.
Pick 90.
Yeah, what's your top 90?
Trim them down a bit.
Smuggler, let's go. Smuggler caught with 94 iPhones taped to his body.
Bong.
A smuggler has been detained in China with 94 iPhones handsets taped to his body. The man's unusual posture as he walked caught the attention of customs officers in the city of Sichuan.
Sichuan.
Ooh, as he tried to pepper comes from.
Yeah.
I love spicy Sichuan.
As he tried to cross into China from Hong Kong on Sunday night.
Turns you numb, you know. Turns your tongue numb.
What, Sichuan?
Sichuan peppercorns.
Does it?
Yeah, if you chew one.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like an anesthetic or whatever.
All Paul stars use it. Reports indicate he looked as though he was weighed down by something heavy, despite only holding two plastic bags. When the airport-style metadetector sounded as he passed through, he was stopped and searched. Images released by Chinese officials revealed he had taped the unboxed phones to his body and legs.
Now there's
a photo of him, and he literally looks like he's got like a whole suit made of iPhones on. He's just got them completely. You can't see his body for iPhones. It's just strapped to him.
How do you even think you're going to get through customs with that one?
So he had iPhone 6s, 6 pluses, and the older iPhone 5 handsets.
Wow.
They are apparently 80 quid cheaper in Hong Kong than they are in China, even though they're made in China, and they smuggle them. It's a really common thing. Apparently, they smuggle iPhones.
I suppose they're going to make some money. I suppose.
Man drives 2 hours with knife in his head.
Bong.
Bong.
Ow.
A Brazilian drove for more than 2 hours to hospital with a knife sticking out of his head after being stabbed at a party. The 30
centimetre...
Sounds
like my kind of party.
Yeah, the 30 centimetre long blade narrowly missed.
Bloody hell.
Faustelo Nunes, left eye, and passed through his mouth. So it had gone in.
Oh, my fucking God.
It had gone in his eye.
Yeah.
And then it had gone down the right side of his jaw, and it had kind of gone through and out here.
Ouchie.
Yeah, the knife passed through several nerves and veins, structures that can quickly kill a patient. The knife was removed and given to police, who are now investigating the attack. So
I can tell them what happened.
Mr. Nunes also suffered... Yeah.
He's been stabbed through the eye.
Stabbed through the eye. Mr. Nunes also suffered 2 knife wounds to his throat, shoulder and chest when he was stabbed after an argument.
What fucking party is that?
Someone seriously went at him, didn't they?
I think it's just
was, that the, was that the bold and belligerent Christmas party?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
he left before Mike cracked open the shotgun.
So he was stabbed after an argument at a party and in Angua Branca. More than 60 miles from the hospital. And he was a motorcycle taxi driver. So he obviously thought, oh, I've been stabbed in the eye, in the head. Yeah. And it's like,
what
going
do you mean a motorcycle taxi driver? Do the passengers have to ride pillion then?
Obviously, yeah. The motorcycle taxi driver said he'd got into a dispute with
a sidecar?
Who then called 3 others to attack him. So he got done over by 4 other people, slashed and stabbed, and then drove 2 hours to the hospital.
Jesus.
And you just see him, he turns up, just stands in queue waiting.
Yeah.
Hello.
I need to see a doctor.
Excuse me.
I've got a bit of a headache. A stabbing pain in my
What's
head.
What's the problem, sir?
Stabbing pain.
30 centimetres. That's like a normal ruler.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
a good old knife, that.
That is big, yeah.
That is a knife, right?
That's what she said.
Wife chopped her husband's penis off after she discovered he had cheated on her and then cut it off again after surgeons managed to reattach it.
Bong.
Bong.
Never.
Is it John Wayne Bobbitt, this?
No, that was an old story. Never has the saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, been more fitting than when a jilted wife in China chopped off her cheating husband's penis twice.
Hello.
How are? Two-timing dad of 5, Fang Lung, 32.
Dirty Fang.
This is where he slipped up here.
What's his name?
Fang Lung.
Fang Lung.
Fang Lung.
Hung Low.
No,
Fang should have been.
Fang Lung.
Boom.
He'd used his wife's mobile to send his lover, Zhang Hung, 21, a saucy email from his marital home.
Ooh, dirty boy.
In China's Hainan province. But after forgetting to log out of his account, stunned wife Feng came across the message and several others and flew into a rage.
Poor Feng.
Grabbing a pair of scissors, she stormed into their bedroom where he was sleeping and cut off his penis.
Oh, with scissors.
Yeah.
They would have gone straight through. It would have been a bit of cutting there.
Sucky, sucky, tendara. Did she cut them as in like snip, snip?
It sounds that way.
Or did she just go at them like hack?
No, it sounds like she physically cut it off.
Did she open them?
How easy it came off.
Did she cut his balls off as well?
It is not in here.
Was it the lot?
No.
Just the sausage.
It wasn't the veg. It was just the meat.
Fucking Christ on a bike.
Surgeons,
no more.
Surgeons.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ!
Were able to reattach it, but fuming Feng sneaked into the hospital room and cut it off again before throwing it out of a window. This prompted the cheat to turn on his wife. So he wasn't out cold.
It won't bother the first time round.
This prompted the cheat to turn on his wife, and he was spotted naked and bloody attacking her outside the hospital. A hospital spokesman said, "The first week,
did he go up and got out to get it?
He got out to do her in.
They need to make a film about this.
The first we were aware of what happened was when someone came into the reception asking to say a naked man was beating up a woman outside the hospital. Staff rushed out to see what was happening and found the patient with blood streaming down his legs, hitting the woman repeatedly." He was stopped and the woman was taken in for treatment, and then we discovered she had chopped off his penis again.
You think she'd done it on the same bit?
I think it was the same day. Yeah, it must have come off quite easy.
Yeah, she probably just pulled it.
Doctors and police officers combed the area outside but failed to find the man's missing member.
A little fox had it, or a panda had got it.
They believe it may have been taken by a stray dog or cat.
Is that it?
Or takeaway. The hospital spokesman said the man had lost a lot of blood and was taken in for emergency surgery. He is now in a stable condition, but he's extremely emotionally distraught.
But he is, no Corey.
Fan's lover, who visited him at the hospital, said she plans to marry him as soon as she could.
But she fucking done.
It didn't matter about that he's lost his fertility. He has 5 children already. Feng was discharged and is now under arrest for grievous bodily harm. He couldn't find it.
Must be tiny.
That's disgraceful.
It's Chinese. Aren't they supposed to have small...
are they?
I think so.
Small wood.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that they're notoriously tiny.
It's all a matter of perception, isn't it?
Do you think so?
It's relative, isn't it? Relative to who you are.
Apparently all men think theirs is small. Because it's when you look down at it, it looks smaller than it actually is, apparently.
I see what you mean.
But well, mine is true.
So from a bird's eye perspective...
You are.
Mine must be massive.
Why?
Because it looks massive already.
It's not what Abs says.
It is.
You
got it tattooed on her.
And then I thought I'd just give you...
She's got your penis tattooed on her?
No, it's massive on tattooed on her.
That could be about anything.
Well, could be.
It's just an artist's impression. Yeah. It's a caricature.
She obviously likes big cocks.
It's a caricature.
After her revelations the other week.
Oh, yeah.
Black porn
black
collection.
Fantasy list. Yeah.
Black fantasy list.
Well, which contained one per. No, it contained more than one, didn't it?
Yeah.
Idris mainly.
Idris was the top of the list, yeah.
I bet he's hung like a horse.
Oh, yeah.
He looks the type.
Yeah.
But like a baby's forearm holding
it. You look like a type was a big one.
Maybe we should have tweeted him. What are you, Rob?
Next week. Next week. It's your turn next week.
Oh, so I'll tweet Idris.
Just say how you hung like a horse, Idris.
Yeah.
Look at Rob. Totally staying out of it.
Don't know.
I'm having nothing to do with it.
Artist takes over Times Square with contagious yawning video in an attempt to soothe the city that never sleeps. So there's an artist called Sebastian Arazuzriz. Can we get some people with some real names instead of just made up things? Has designed a billboard installation in New York's Times Square which seeks to spread yawning. Perhaps the most contagious behaviour known to mankind, as to many passers-by as possible. So each night this month, for 3 minutes between 11:57 and midnight, digital footage of the artist enjoying a drawn-out yawn is played on a loop, inviting drivers and pedestrians to pause and indulge the irresponsible urge. The project, dubbed A Pause in the City That Never Sleeps, doesn't just aim to affect its immediate spectators. The guy, whose name I can't pronounce, said viewers will ultimately carry out their contagious message with them, unconsciously spreading the scarce and valuable moment of pause throughout the city. It's a bit arty, isn't it? I am crap with stuff like... Do you know what? Years ago, right, there was this kids thing.
Yeah.
And it was just like a one-off cartoon about this guy. And it was called The Yawning Man. And he sang this song about yawning. And I was I was literally all yawned out after. I must have yawned about 94 times.
Just talking about it.
Yeah, it's awful.
Contagious.
They've said it's the most contagious thing you can do. And it even passes on to dogs. I think you should try it. Obviously, Mark's going to be the one to try it because he is the dog whisperer.
Do you know what makes me yawn? What? Quite a lot. Your fucking news.
My news. I knew we were going to say that. Fucking news. Is this the weirdest hotel experience ever? Take a bath with bears. It's not in Peru. Eat dinner with lions and feed a giraffe from the balcony of your room at the Australian resort that doubles as a zoo.
Bong.
There's a picture of a woman having a bath and there's a bear
just
watching her.
That's it.
Imagine being given the opportunity to wake up to lions, eat your meals with lemurs, and even share your bath with bears, all from the comfort of a unique new lodging experience. Nestled in the heart of Australia's political capital, the Jamala Wildlife Lodge in the National Zoo and Aquarium in Canberra offers guests the taste of Africa from the comfort and luxury accommodation. So... there's giraffe tree houses with giraffe enclosures. The jungle bungalows are luxurious individual suites, adjoin either lion, cheetah, brown bear, or Malaysian sun bear enclosures. So you can basically sit watching telly. There's like a bear at the other side of the glass next to you. The pictures were just a bit like weird, but the main one was just a woman in this big bubble bath and was just his bear sat next to her. It was just a bear sat on the other side of the glass.
Wanking off.
Wash those pits.
I don't think bears do that.
I don't think it was touching himself.
I think they do.
The all-inclusive overnight packages incorporate a private tour of the zoo and several immersive dining opportunities, including a three-course meal overlooking natural habitat of lions and hyenas. It's in Australia and there's not a crocodile in sight. That's not a knife.
That's
you told me there were no pets involved or animals.
They're not pets.
Well, a fucking bear is an animal, isn't it?
I wouldn't want him in my house.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Pirate Premier League predictions. Yeah.
You were going to ask me something, Rob.
Was I really, Mark?
Yeah, you were. You said you'd hold it. You keep it for part two, and you've forgotten now. It was something about movies.
Oh, forgotten.
Oh.
Shite.
I was really looking forward to that
question. Was it about movies?
You weren't even in the room.
No, so, that when you said then.
I was sat here waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
I think I know what it was. There was only one of them that were actually good.
Right, here we go.
Right, 90s action movies, right?
Yeah.
We're all pretty notoriously terrible.
90s action movies, right.
But if you had to pick a few that you'd watch again.
I can't.
Don't you think?
They're all shit. I'm not a big action movie fan.
90s.
Was Rambo in the 90s?
No. There's some awful ones. I actually went to the cinema.
About Rocky?
Watch. Like, Executive Decision.
Oh, Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Steven Seagal's in it for like 10 minutes and then gets killed.
At the start, he's killed off.
Yeah.
Is he a
kick? It was fucking garbage.
Yeah, it was. It was awful. There's Broken Arrow with Christian Slater and...
John Woo, that, wasn't it?
John Travolta. I think it might have
been John Woo directed that, I remember that. Yeah.
Hi, John Woo!
I don't know if that was that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Was that bad?
Broken Arrow! Broken Arrow!
Rocky Gosta?
I think it was. Rocky Gosta!
I think it was pretty good, actually. In its time. I don't know if it was.
Air Force One was garbage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I can't think of 90s.
Which one was Air Force One?
It's the...
They get hijacked on a plane, don't they? And he is
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford is the president.
What's the one I'm thinking of, then?
Passenger 57.
Malkovich is in and all that.
Oh.
But Die Hard 2.
No, that wasn't it.
In the Line of Fire?
No.
John Malkovich.
And John Cusack.
Oh, Con Air.
Con Air.
That was pretty good.
That was all right with Con Air.
You love John Cusack, though.
Con Air was pretty good. He does, though.
You love it.
I do.
Where's the tattoo?
I do.
Yeah, have you
I
got
do.
A tat?
No.
You need one.
You do need one. Like
it's good.
Steve-O,
Con Air's
like
all right.
The size of Steve-O's.
Yeah, Con Air's pretty good.
What's wrong with Con Air?
I thought Con Air was
all right. Con Air's all right. Steve Buscemi's good in Con Air, isn't
he? He's really good in that.
It's just it's got Nicolas Cage, who kind of sounds a bit like
Sean Connery.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, I like him.
What about The Rock? The Rock was all
right.
The
Rock was good.
if you smell
talking of Sean
what the Rock is cooking. No, I didn't. I don't. You see, I don't. I can probably only think of one film that Sean Connery's been in that I liked.
Highlander.
No. And it wasn't Medicine the James Man Bonds. Either.
Fucking Medicine Man.
I completely forgot about
Medicine
it.
Man. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's shit.
I've never ever
don't.
Seen it.
It's shit.
I don't want it. Was it a Bond?
No.
Was
no.
it The like League of Extraordinary Bond. Gentlemen?
No. Fucking fuck off, Tim, you twat.
I've never seen that either.
Don't. It's really, really shit.
Oh, dear.
Was it...
Should we give you a clue?
Was it...
I'll tell you someone else who's in it.
With Thingy in it. The
Kevin
one with
Costner's in it, and I don't like either of them.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No,
was it
Entrapment.
The Mark?
It was The Untouchables.
I thought you were
going
to say that's a good film.
He's Irish in that.
I will find you.
he's supposed to be Irish, yeah.
Is he ever Scottish in any of the films he's been in?
He's not supposed to be, but he is.
I will run after your pram.
That's like ripped out of Battleship Potemkin, that, isn't it?
I had a computer game of The Untouchables.
Oh,
I remember that.
Such on the
good film.
I don't know what it was on. I think it was on C64.
So that's a good film. Yeah. That's a good film.
I haven't seen that for years. That's
a good film.
That's never on telly either, is it? Untouchables?
Yeah, it's
the only problem with The Untouchables
like the end
is
bit in the train station.
That,
not the complete end bit.
Robert De Niro's not in it enough. Is it Robert De Niro?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Is he the bad guy?
Yeah, he plays the mafia boss, doesn't he? He's not in it enough because the bits he's in are fucking ace.
It's a true story, though, isn't it?
Well,
Based around events that happened.
Well, it was a real person.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was.
It was Nellie Elliot Ness and...
Yeah, Elliot Ness was the...
Can't remember the gangster.
Bugsy Malone.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
let's go with that.
But yeah, that was a good film, but that's the only Sean Connery film that I'll ever watch.
No, I was just thinking about Broken Arrow. We were talking about Face Off.
Yeah. That was a good action film.
Maybe be swayed into watching...
When DVDs...
Last Crusade
is great.
Last Crusade?
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
Maybe.
He's great in that. He really is.
But the other two
are
shit. I don't like the other two.
Oh, which other two?
What? Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom.
You like
them?
Raiders of the Lost
Ark's
the best one.
Do you think it's because you've seen them too much?
No.
Raiders of the Lost Ark's awesome.
It's Christmas, isn't it?
Temple of Doom, I can...
I'm not a big fan. The last, that one was... The one with Connery was all right, though.
I really like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, you would do.
They're all great.
Yeah, they have good family
films. Rose-tinted spectacles. You look back on these films you watched as a kid, you think these are ace.
I watched them long ago, it's ace.
They're not.
Watched them over Christmas.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I think you're wrong.
That and The Great Escape and The Italian Job, they're all on over Christmas.
Fucking Great Escape.
No, I watched The Great Escape since I was like 12, I think.
I'm an Escape to Victory kind of man.
Escape to Alcatraz.
Fucking Ozzie Ardiles.
Pele.
Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone in net.
Yeah.
What about Dredd? Judge Dredd.
We went there this week.
Well, I'm just thinking of 90s action films. Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Simon Phoenix. That's pretty good.
All Wesley Snipes films.
Cliffhanger.
The first Blade. They're all horrible.
Blade is freaking ace.
Passenger 57 is terrible.
White Man Can't Jump.
Money Train was quite funny.
What about US Marshals?
With Woody Harrelson. Not really a fan.
I thought it was alright, but I don't really remember it.
These films kind of disappear.
Yeah.
There's something about 90s action films that they've just disappeared, kind of.
It's like 90s music on the whole.
Big ones.
Quite shit.
Like some big ones, like, I mean, Speed was huge.
I don't think the 90s was a good...
Yeah, a lot of the 90s will probably just sort of...
No, a lot of the 90s wasn't a good year for...
It was like a crossover, wasn't it? Yeah. In terms of tech and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a sort of a dead... Well, it's a lost generation in the 90s.
Backdraft.
Oh, no.
See, they took Backdraft and they made it into...
Chicken Girl.
Exactly.
It's not what to do with it.
I remember Backdraft being pretty good at the time.
Yeah, it was all right. That's why they made a TV series of it.
I remember the poster on your wall.
It's shite.
Kevin,
shite.
How can you say it's shite and then watch a fucking TV show that's exactly the same?
It's not exactly the same.
It is the same.
It's not. It hasn't got feuding brothers in it or anything.
Oh, fuck off, Rob. Blown Away. That was a good film.
Robert Duvall in it. Blown Away was good.
Ooh. Was that an action film?
Yeah.
That was
kind of action.
Tommy Lee Jones had his time.
You're thinking of the porn version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper, wasn't it?
Of which there are many.
Was that Dennis Hopper? No.
Blown Away. What about
I thought it
The
was,
Specialist?
Jeff Bridges and...
I don't remember Blown Away.
Who was the baddie in Blown Away? I thought it was
Specialist.
Dennis Hopper.
That was a good film.
Oh, my God. Everybody was obsessed with The Specialist.
Shit.
Just because of the shower scene.
Yeah.
Blown Away.
It was Jeff Bridges, definitely.
Blown Away. Jeff Bridges,
PMDB,
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, that was it, yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember it? It was fucking great.
Don't it end up at was a funfair?
Are they like bomb specialists?
Yeah, and Tommy Lee Jones is like old school specialist.
There's a bomb.
Yeah, that's really good.
He goes rogue. Lloyd Bridges was in it as well.
Yeah.
And Forrest Whitaker.
He's in Taken 3.
Baby Forrest.
I seem to remember that being good, but I don't know why.
Yeah, I thought it was good. That's
because you haven't seen it. It's crap, really.
Jeff
you haven't seen it for years.
Is it
what other names?
Dennis Hopper was the fucking baddie in Speed, wasn't he?
Speed, wicked film.
Yeah, no, Born Away was good. Tommy Lee Jones. 6.1 out of 10.
Speed was wicked.
Under Siege.
Speed was wicked.
Fuck off.
Under Siege is garbage.
Really?
It's really terribly bad.
Well, it's Steven Seagal, isn't it? So it's bound to be garbage.
Boose is in it as well.
Yeah, he is.
Gary Boosie.
Gary Boosie.
Before, is he in that? Oh, he is. Yeah, yeah.
Before his...
I'm Gary Boosie.
All right, lad.
That's exactly how he talks.
It was before this.
He's from
before
Halifax.
What?
Before he went... He looks normal.
He's gay.
He looks normal in Under Siege.
I don't understand.
He's just he looks a bit lopsided now. Bless him.
What's he done?
I don't know.
Oh,
he's from Halifax.
Is he straight from Halifax?
He is originally.
Gary Boosie is not from Halifax.
I think he just did too much coke. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Erica Eliniak off
Baywatch.
Baywatch. She was like the poster girl for that, wasn't she? Yep.
She popped out a cake.
Yeah, that was the only reason.
In more ways than one.
Gary Boosie.
That's why Gary Boosie got the job. Wanted to see it.
90s Die action. Hard.
No, it was 80s, wasn't it?
Die Hard with a Vengeance was definitely 90s.
Yeah, that was 90s. I think True Lies 2 might have been.
Everyone to play a game.
True Lies. That
was
good.
Fucking
True
shit.
Lies. That was beauty.
It was shit.
It was
comedy genius.
He's never made a good film.
Was Tom Arnold was in it.
It was.
And Charlton Heston was in it.
Was he?
Well. Yeah, he is. He's in it. He's got.
Who was the baddie?
Art Malik.
Art Malik.
Off of Holby City.
Yeah. Riding a horse through
really?
A mall.
I remember.
I don't remember, that.
The wife
they went
was...
through a phase, didn't they, of having every baddie in every film had to be English.
Yeah. This still happens, though.
Yeah, with like an Asian tinge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, now I remember.
I was like watching Holby City one night, and I went
Christopher Eccleston in
Malik.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
That was shit.
Angelina Jolie's in that as well, isn't she?
Don't remember that.
Yeah.
That good.
Yeah. He's not made many good films.
What
is
about
he? Nicolas Cage?
He's been in some shockers, hasn't he?
He really has been in
he
the
does,
Mummy Hall.
He does
films.
What he wants to do, though. Yeah. Apparently, doesn't he? Driving films and stuff. He loves them.
He's, yeah. The Mummy. That was quite good. I remember being good.
I quite like the Mummy.
Yeah. They're
the
all right. Because they're fun, aren't they?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
They're
different.
They're
in that kind of family kind of league.
Yeah. It was really action. I suppose it were a bit of action.
Yeah, it was.
Action Brendan Fraser.
Adventure.
He's not many good films, has he?
No.
Mummy. Mummy Returns.
California,
really?
George of the Jungle.
California,
watch out for that tree.
I've never seen that.
Was California Man's pretty good.
Was he in Journey to the Centre of the Earth?
Yeah.
That was actually quite good.
That was
alright.
That was alright.
He's done a few good.
Journey 2's alright as well. Have you seen that? With The Rock.
Oh, I want to see that.
That's alright. Yeah,
yeah. Dwayne.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
He's in Hercules.
Eggs and bacon.
I love The Rock.
Yeah,
he's
The
great.
Rock is ace.
He's great.
Is he one of your crushes as well?
No.
He was ace in wrestling.
You should get
such a badass a character.
What? You know Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
You should get a tattoo of all your man crushes.
There's only two,
in the form. You've got Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
John Cusack's got to be. Would he be on one of the ends or the middle?
The Rock.
You could have The Rock next to him as well.
What? I don't understand this.
From
you two are exactly the same with your fucking stupid bloody Arnold Schwarzenegger shit.
We could have like an action hero.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
Stallone. You'd have Stallone.
Expendables has tainted it all for me.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
It's gone too far. Hasn't it?
I didn't even see number three because number two was that bad.
I don't understand what's wrong with... They're very good actors, both of them.
Number two was very good. I'm going to loop that. I'm just going to loop it and loop.
Loop what?
Oh, I thought you were being pedantic. Sorry. You mean...
Are you saying you don't like Predator?
No, you mean... Oh, so you're talking about Cusack and DiCaprio,
yeah.
Right?
I'm talking about fucking Sylvester Stallone. He's not a good actor.
And...
Jesus.
And The Rock.
Christ. What about... He's not
so
a good
who's
actor.
Your fourth?
I haven't got them. I never said The Rock. You've just fucking put that in my mouth.
Don't put The Rock in your mouth.
Just put The Rock
Ben
in your
Affleck.
Mouth.
I like him game plan. The Rock. It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I can only think of one film The Rock was in.
Hercules.
Was he in Hercules?
The new one, yeah. That's
his, Hercules.
He's in like G.I. Joe. He was in that. And he's in Fast and Furious 25 and 6. And
Doom.
Doom. Yeah, he's been in quite a lot.
Doom.
Which race, Escape to Witch Mountain, you were in that.
He was in Journey 2.
Journey 2. He's been doing quite a lot. Get Shot, you know. Get Shot, or the next one after that was in.
Was he?
He was in one of them, yeah.
Yeah, the one after
was
that.
The game
he was
plan.
Gay as well in that one.
Yeah, he was. He was really good in that.
And
yeah,
he was. He was in My Little Girl's Got a DVD called The Tooth Fairy.
He's in that as well. He did a lot of that. He went for a phase of doing like those family kind of films for a little bit.
I was going to say he was in one about
so did Hulk Hogan, didn't he?
But that was Vin Diesel.
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny?
No way.
Thunderlips. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, what a wrestler.
He was shit.
Yeah.
He's so much better now.
So that's your challenge for this week. You've got to watch an old 90s action flick.
Okay.
All of us.
Yeah, we've got all got.
I think we should.
One.
And then should we choose three now?
I think we should pick one for each other
and just draw one out.
Yeah, let's pick.
See which turgid shit you've got to sit through.
God,
I'm quite looking.
Really?
Forward.
And then what? Report back on it next.
Can I watch Speed, please?
No. Why would you want to?
Speed.
Maybe you've got to pick something you haven't seen before. Or you can't really remember.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So is someone going to pick? Are you going to get a list of 90s action films?
Yeah, I will. List of action films of the 1990s.
Yes.
Tim, you've got to watch The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, no, that's good, that.
It's not good, fuck you.
It was good last time, sorry.
Air America, all for the...
Air America?
Mark, Mel Gibson. You've got to watch Chain Reaction.
Bird on a Wire.
Johnny Mnemic. Yes.
Bird on a Wire.
Did we
see
that at the cinema?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We were 12.
Dark Man.
Like a bird.
Oh, watch Dark Man.
Dick Tracy.
No, I won't watch that.
No.
No. I watched Dark Man.
Shut up. You're not choosing.
Oh.
Hard to Kill with Steven Seagal and Kevin LeBrock. Kelly LeBrock. Kevin LeBrock?
Is that Kelly's
brother?
Kevin.
Hi, this is Kelly. I won't be able to do the film, but my brother's free.
Can I put a request in, please? No Steven Seagal, please.
All right, then.
God, no Steven Seagal.
Marked for death.
Best.
They'll all be
fucking
much.
Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen and Michael Biehn.
Oh, gotta remember that.
Fucking rubbish.
Rubbish.
It will have been. I'll watch Men at Work.
This is shit. I thought we got to pick for each other.
Sorry, yeah, we have.
So, I'm going to pick for Rob.
Right, okay.
And Rob's got to watch Backdraft.
That isn't an action flick, it's a drama.
It's on this Wikipedia's list of 90s action films from 1991, starring Kurt Russell, William Baldwin,
all the Baldwins.
And Robert De Niro. You're watching
Backdraft. Robert De Niro in Backdraft?
Yes.
I wanted to watch
you're
something
watching
that I would
Backdraft.
Quite enjoy.
So you're watching Backdraft.
That's it's shit.
You
though.
Pick for Tim, and Tim picks for me.
But I've seen it really recently as well. Well, bits.
Good. You'll hate it as well. That's why
I will.
Want you to watch
It'll
it.
It'll be absolute shit.
Oh, do I make him watch Hudson Hawk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe no, watch no, Hudson he wants Hawk. To watch Hudson Hawk.
No, I want to watch anything but Backdraft.
Yeah. Maybe we pick each our own.
No, because you're going to pick something you want to watch. Or maybe you should watch Showdown in Little Tokyo, starring
Showgirls.
Dolph Lundgren.
Showgirls.
It's not an action film.
Really?
Yeah.
I might make Tim watch American Ninja 4.
I've seen it.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was from 1990.
Oh, God.
American Ninja 4.
I'll give it a go if I can get it.
What's 1, 2, 3? I've never heard of it, have you?
I've heard of American Ninja. I've
all right, then,
American
fine. Ninja. You've got to watch Free Jack, starring Emilio Estevez, Mick Jagger and Anthony Hopkins.
I'm all over that shit. Yeah, I'll watch Free Jack.
Any film with Mick Jagger in can't be good.
Like a bird.
Have you seen Free Jack before?
I don't think I have, actually.
Free Jack. Free Jack. That's yours.
Right, okay.
Right, you pick for Tim now.
There's some shocking.
Passenger 57, starring Tom Sizemore and Wesley Snipes.
That is awful, is that film. It is, and it's. Do you know what? It's on all the time as well.
Stop, or my mom will shoot.
Yeah,
I've seen that too many times.
It's on Wiki. What are you laughing at?
Oh God, this is something I've just totally forgotten about.
Assassins.
Oh, do you remember that?
Yeah,
Stallone and Antonio Banderas.
Oh, The Getaway, starring Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. I think you should have to write like a Twitter review of it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 150 words.
Oh fucking hell! Homework. Ding, 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 ding.
The Glimmer Man.
I think I found you one, Tim.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a note?
Let's go for it.
It was
Is
released.
It Sci Fighters starring Rowdy Roddy Piper?
It's not.
Oh.
It was released in 1996. It was directed by Ringo Lam.
Oh, it sounds like a
Sounds
beauty.
Good.
And it's
Maximum
called,
Risk, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Maximum Risk. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hentridge.
Natasha Henstridge from Species.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Henstridge was fine.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, Maximum fucking Risk.
Maximum Risk.
That's going to be a hard watch.
Tracing his brother's steps back to New York. God, yeah. Someone's kidnapped his daddy.
Because I've John Cusack's in it, can I just watch Con Air?
No. Unless we do pick our own.
No, we've already picked each other since you're there. Oh, God. He's going to make me watch fucking Mortal Kombat or something. Isn't he?
Actually, you know what? I have just got on here.
What?
Street Fighter.
Oh, God, what, with Kylie in it?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that
and
to
Jean-Claude
you.
And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's very poor, is it?
Starship Troopers?
No, because you love that too much.
I'm trying to go a bit earlier 90s than that. How do you say it?
Rutger Hauer in Wedlock.
Is that the one where he has that thing around his neck?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
In a prison of the future, I've criminal justice will have
fucking
a
garbage.
Deadly twist.
Right, there you go. Do you want that one? Or do you want another one?
Do you want the one you've got?
No.
No. I bet Rob don't want the one he's got either.
I'm quite.
Maybe we should pick one we want.
Free Jack starring it. No. I'm fine. I'll read Wedlock. I'll watch Wedlock.
Free Jack's going to be awful.
Free Jack.
So I've got Free Jack. You've got Wedlock. And you've got Maximum Risk. There you go.
Maximum Armor.
If you too this week are going to watch a 90s action movie, please check in.
Free Jack gets 5.3.
Wedlock has got Danny Trejo in it.
Maximum Risk's not even on IMDb.
Free Jack gets 5.3 out of 10, Rob. Bounty hunters from the future transport a doomed race car driver to 2009 New York, where his mind will be replaced with that of a dead billionaire.
That sounds ace.
I am in for a good time.
Maximum.
I am in for a wicked night. When's that? That might be my Friday night.
Maximum.
Is it in three dimensions, Mark?
Mick Jagger.
Can I watch that in 3D?
How much is Mick Jagger actually in it?
Am I going to have to get this X rental VHS?
Do you want another tagline for it?
Jesus. How am I going to get it?
Do you want another tagline?
Yeah.
Alex Furlong died today. 18 years from now, he'll be running for his life.
Yes. It sounds wicked.
Do you want another tagline for Maximum Risk?
Always.
The other side of safety.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, look at this.
All you need to know.
There's a goddamn steamy shower scene.
Mine's rated better than Tim's. Tim's is the lowest. A male prison escapee heads for his hidden loot. That's electronically attached to a female prisoner.
Wedlock sounds good.
Maximum Risk is on Netflix.
Is it?
Is Wedlock?
You've got it easy. No, I haven't even heard of Wedlock.
Sweet. Oh, to curl up with that tonight.
What? American Ninja 4 is on Netflix.
I could have had that as well.
You could have had that.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have to torrent it.
There's all sorts of crap on Netflix. Why is mine not on Netflix?
Is this going to be a weekly thing now? Are you going to make each other watch an 80s film?
I think it might be a good idea.
Yeah, I like the idea of that.
I went through a spate of watching 80s films on Netflix anyway. I watched Stakeout, which was ace. I watched Over the Top, which was an experience.
Over the Top. I like that he's got that
had a music montage in it.
He's got a weight pulley machine in his truck.
In his truck.
So he can be arm wrestling while driving.
So he's driving his truck.
Safety
he's
first. That.
Was Charlie Sheen in it?
Probably. Was the one that Dan Aykroyd
was Hot Shots.
Spies of Us.
Dragnet.
Dragnet.
Just Tom the Hanks. Facts, man.
Tom Hanks.
Brilliant. Dragnet's Dragnet.
Good. Yeah,
brilliant.
It was good.
You used to know the rap at the end.
Did you?
Credits. I don't know why.
I think we taped it once.
Yeah.
You know when you used to tape a film and then tape the song off the end?
Fucking sad.
Yeah, we used to do that shit. It was beaut.
Look at us now.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, you've turned out so well.
So balanced.
Wedlock. Rutger Hauer. Rutger Hauer's never made a good film.
Rutger Hauer.
Blade Runner.
Fuck off, Tim.
Knew you were going to say that.
Wicked film.
Because the only film he's ever made is Blade Runner.
No, he was in...
He was in True Blood.
True Blood?
Have you never watched True Blood?
No.
I've never seen True Blood.
Wasn't he in The Hitchhiker?
The Hitcher. Yeah.
The Hitcher.
You two would love The True Blood. It's just porn.
It's not. It's shit.
It's
I've
really
watched
good.
Season one. It's not very good.
I thought it about watching
after
it.
It gets better after one.
There's some porn.
How do you know?
So I've watched it all.
Rubbish. You've not got the staying power to watch more than one season of anything.
You've watched all of Buffy and Angel and all that lot.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't be able to do that.
You're a bit of a fan of David Boreanaz.
Running out of patience with Bones now in the 10th season. It's not good.
It's what?
Bones.
I love the way he won't watch like something good like Luther, but he'll watch 10 seasons of Bones.
I've watched Luther.
You haven't watched it, Luther?
I just haven't finished it.
You've never watched Broadchurch. You won't watch.
I will
you haven't
watch
watched
it,
The Following.
I've watched The Following.
You've got to watch
it.
You've got to watch
it. But I just got bored with it. No, that's a lie. I didn't get bored of it.
You won't watch The Walking Dead, but you'll watch The Vampire Diaries.
No, I watched The Walking Dead. I watched up to about midway through season 2.
You've watched Hercules, haven't you?
The film?
No.
The series?
Yeah.
No.
And Xena?
No, I never liked Xena. You've watched it though.
You know I've never watched
I've
it.
I've never no. watched an episode.
No, I think I have watched an episode of Xena.
Never watched it.
I've probably watched more than one.
I like the idea of Xena, but I've never watched it. Of Xena.
I'm going to look when I get home, but I can't find Wedlock.
If we have to struggle,
I'll find you Wedlock.
We'll go onto WhatsApp and we'll deal with it. Mm. We'll sort it.
We might need a backup B movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Three Cuckoos podcast.
Premier League predictions.
Premier League. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, that was wicked.
Yeah, I like that. Imperfect tunage. That's a word.
You're not going to get far, Tim, if you keep saying that Stoke are going to beat Arsenal away. Oh,
we're close.
It won't close. Arsenal won 3-0.
Can I just say, right? I said 3-1, didn't I? Did. And I said Stoke will get a consolation, and they had one in the net.
Yeah, they had one in the net,
and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, well, you didn't need the extra fucking points this week, you bastard.
I thought I only
so
got
right. With joint second place with 7 points would be me and Tim.
Woohoo.
And then with a new highest weekly score,
get in,
is Rob with 14.
Oh yes.
So
I know I got the Leicester result absolutely spot on.
I think you got cool. You got Man City, Everton right.
Yes.
Right, we're going to this week's.
Yep.
You fucking bitch.
Premier League.
To the theme of blankety blank.
Yep.
My God.
What a show. Ask your parents, kids.
Yeah.
Although you shouldn't be listening to this.
Blankety blank checkbook and bed. Right, first is Aston Villa versus Liverpool.
Nice.
2-0 Liverpool.
0-2
Liverpool.
Good shout, sir.
Thank you.
Good shout. I'm going to go 1-0 Liverpool.
0-1
Not as confident in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Marcus Darling.
I'm 1-2 I think.
Buckle your shoe.
I think Liverpool are shit still.
They're getting better slowly.
Yeah,
they've got a bit more confidence, haven't they?
Burnley.
Oh.
Versus Palace. At Turf Moor.
Ooh.
Now Burnley have Burnley have turned a bit of a corner.
Yeah, they have,
but Palace have got a new manager. Yeah, and they beat Tottenham last week.
And Pulis as well.
Yeah. No, not Pulis. It's Pardew.
West Brom.
They deserve to beat.
I'm going to go for a 2-1 win.
Yeah, I think
Burnley.
So.
Do you think so?
2-1
Yeah, 2-1 Burnley. Just
2-1 Burnley.
Just beat them. They're capable of scoring now. I think Burnley.
Ings, good player.
Yeah, if everyone's fit.
Yeah, Danny Ings is a good player.
If Charlie Austin gets an England call up, I think Danny Ings deserves a call up as well.
Yeah.
I think anyone who plays in these, like Palace or Burnley, Leicester, if there's someone in that team scoring goals, I would suggest
obviously
that,
stand out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would think, why not? Why stick with Smelbeck, Rooney?
Who doesn't score?
Who's that lanky fucker who plays for Liverpool?
You're talking about Sturridge?
No, the other one who played for Southampton. Lambert.
Lambert.
Why should he get an England call up? He don't get a game.
It's off his form from the season before.
I'm terrified that Andy Carroll's going to get caught up.
So, like you said, Austin, he well deserves his chance,
Ings
doesn't he?
Does as well.
You know, Lambert's pissed his career up the wall by joining Liverpool.
Yep.
Upsetting for him because it sounded like a great move at the
same
time.
Same with a certain somebody else who we'll mention shortly.
Okay. I might go for a draw. I'm going to go 1-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
I can see that as well.
1-2.
To Palace. That might have been... A good guess.
Game of the weekend. Oof. Leicester versus Stoke City.
Be still my beating heart.
Mm-hmm. Leicester.
Leicester. They've turned a bit of a corner.
No, the shite. Oh, no, they did beat Villa.
They were absolutely...
Villa are a fucking dogger.
They were peppering the goal.
I can see Villa going down. Easy. I think I've got Villa to go down.
You have actually got Villa to go down. Yeah. I've got West Brom and Pulis is there
2-0 Stoke.
I'm going to go 2-1 Stoke. Yeah, they didn't look too bad, Leicester. Marcus Darling.
1-0 Stoke.
1-0 Stoke.
No.
Ooh.
1-0 Leicester.
Yeah.
Rob's favourite, Queen's Park Rangers.
Love them.
Versus Manchester United.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Will Rio play?
No. Never again.
His name is Rio.
Too busy tweeting.
And he sits upon the bench.
Got 3-1 Man United.
I did like that.
I was thinking 3-2, but I think I got 3-1.
3-1.
Who's going to score for QPR?
Austin.
Austin
Rooney, Van Persie, and Mata.
3-1's a really good shout.
Not
where is it? QPR.
Falco.
No, he's not playing anymore for them, is he?
No. Yeah, it's at QPR.
It is at QPR.
He's going to join Man City for a million quid.
2-1 Man United. 2-1 Man United.
It was score.
Yeah, it's Charlie Austin.
0-2.
Yeah. And Rooney. Both.
0-2.
0-2.
Rooney does look very good at the minute.
Not good enough.
But not good enough yet.
Swansea sans Wilfred Bony.
Yeah.
Versus Chelsea.
Different beast now, Swansea.
There's a man who's bollocked his whole career up.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bonnie will be on the bench.
I completely agree, and I had a conversation. A conversation
with Bonnie
on Twitter with a guy. A really sensible conversation on Twitter, which it's unheard of, isn't it, really?
Wow.
Yeah, and we were talking. I said, oh, it's a real shame because I used to like seeing him play. Mm. And he went, oh, you need two teams. You need two teams. I went, yeah, it's just unfortunate that he won't get played.
As soon as Aguero's back fit.
Well, Aguero is fit. Playing
and we had a nice conversation. It was a nice conversation.
Aguero, Dzeko.
Yeah.
Mm. He's never going to get... Idiot. Money.
You never know.
Make
someone might get
hurt. Yeah. He's not good enough.
So what did you go for? What was the game again?
Swansea versus Chelsea.
Swansea. Gary Monk's got a good team, hasn't he?
0-2.
I like his team.
0-2 Chelsea.
0-2 Chelsea. Chelsea come a cropper in their last game.
No, they won.
Or was it a couple of games
Man
ago?
Man City drew, didn't they? I think.
That was it.
What? Played Newcastle and they beat them. 2-0.
Yeah. I'm going to go 3-0 right. Chelsea.
1-2 Chelsea.
Yep.
Tottenham Hotspurs versus Sunderland.
Now, last time.
Rob looks really thrilled with that game.
Yeah.
Harry Kane looks pretty special, though, doesn't he?
He's on the bench tonight.
He's a lovely boy.
At the minute. He's a lovely boy.
Yeah. Took his goal well.
He is a cross between Ryan Reynolds and Nicolas Cage.
I see what you're saying.
If you blended them together, you get Harry Kane.
Like a face blend.
Yeah. You've got... Because Ryan Reynolds is a little bit blonde, isn't he? But
I don't even know Ryan Reynolds.
If you put Nicolas Cage over the top, it's like a weird love child.
Ryan Reynolds is in.
He was in Buried.
Yeah, The Proposal. He's in loads of stuff.
He was in Buried,
like Blade 3.
I love this.
What's Blade 3?
I love that you guys. He was in Buried. He was in The Proposal.
Proposal is funny.
Shut up, gay boy.
Come on.
Yeah, he was in Blade 3, which I totally forgot he was in. He's been in some famous stuff.
He's going to be in Deadpool.
I'm sure he has. Yeah, he's going to play Deadpool.
Right.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a comic. It's a comic book character. Oh, he was in RIPD as well.
Yes. God,
terrible.
Yes.
Are we going to get a score then?
Sorry.
Has Defoe signed for Sunderland?
No, it's just what?
Yeah,
he was trading at Tottenham.
No, he signed for Sunderland tonight, supposedly.
Has he?
Supposedly. I don't know if it's true.
Because he's scoring for fun.
So if that's true...
Scoring for fun?
It's a dirty rumour.
I think 3
Canada.
No, 2
Canada.
2-1 Tottenham.
2-1 Tottenham. I'm going to go for
a
Tottenham clean sheet. I'm going to go 2-0 Tottenham.
1-0 Tottenham.
Yeah.
Blank.
Newcastle United versus Southampton. Timothy, put your phone down.
I'm just checking to see if
Do you think Pardew saw the next few fixtures and thought, I'm off. See you later.
No. Oh, is he Irish?
Yeah, he is now.
He is now.
No, he's
a... I think...
Fucking Southerner, isn't he?
I think the fact that the Newcastle United fans treat him like shit, despite the fact he's done nothing wrong there...
Where they'd written sack Pardew in their own feces.
As far as I'm concerned, that club deserve everything they get. And I hope it's relegated. They were at, the 8th in the league, I think, when they sacked Sam Allardyce. And they went on to get relegated.
Silly, that one.
Sacked Bobby Robson when they were, 5th in the league.
Heathens. That is scandalous.
Exactly.
Silly billies.
You don't sack that man.
No.
He leaves. You let him leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? In a limo.
You don't sack Bobby Robson.
You don't sack
Bobby
Robson.
He sacks you.
Yeah.
You can sack Keegan because he loves it.
Did they sack him, though?
I think
he quit.
He left.
I think he left.
Yeah, they got rid of his hairdresser.
He fucking loves them.
They said he had to pay for his own hairdresser.
Yeah.
What's
and he wasn't allowed to sing his hits.
Oh, God. Newcastle versus Southampton. Ooh. Southampton, of course, who turned Man United over at Old Trafford.
And 2-0 win, didn't I?
2-0 Southampton.
I thought there were going to be more goals in that game, though. I was upset about that.
Yeah.
What did you say?
2-0 Southampton.
2-0. I'm going to go 3-1 Southampton.
Depends if Papa C.C. plays.
Come on, you Saints. Yeah. One all.
I like watching Southampton. Good squad, aren't they?
One all?
Yeah.
Woodall.
You said Stoke could beat Arsenal 2-1 at the Emirates, so
goals, goals,
it was very close.
West Ham versus Hull City.
Did you see the FA Cup game last night, anybody?
No.
I saw it had gone to extra time, and I thought, oh, go on, I'll put this on. It was just end-to-end
9-8
mental.
On penalties?
And then it was about 9-8 on
goalkeeper,
didn't
it?
It was brilliant.
Adrian scored a penalty.
Who's Everton's keeper?
Rubbles.
He was sledging.
Rubbles.
Cricket term. He was sledging every single penalty taker that took a pen against him, right?
Nice.
To the point where the ref, I actually thought he was going to get a second yellow off the ref, which I've never seen that before in a shootout.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
And then he had to step up and take one. And he missed it.
Oh.
And then, obviously, what does he have to do? He has to stand between the nets, doesn't he? And then Adrian took one against him, and he just put it past him and ran off in a corner. It was brilliant. It was like all the drama. It was ace.
Everton are shit. Everton are dogger this season.
I tell you something, there were some fantastic penalties last night. Some brilliant penos.
A professional footballer should never miss a penalty.
Penos. Yeah, he should always hit the target.
Paid to play football. Exactly. He should never miss. I think it will be. I don't.
Hull fucking rubbish.
Oh, yeah, Hull won't score. So what? Who's the other team?
West Ham at home.
4-0 West Ham.
I'd love that.
Andy Carroll to get off on.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I saw Hull a couple of weeks ago, and they were a little unlucky in front of goal, but
they're getting a few players back. But
actually, they played really well against. They played really well when they were 1-0 down against Arsenal in the Cup.
Yeah.
Was that what it was? That might have been what I saw.
They were knocking it about all over. They looked like fucking Barcelona.
Yeah.
And then I think Arsenal scored another
4-0.
2-0.
You said 4-0. Do you know what? I thought for myself for a minute, don't pick Tim score. Look silly. I'm going to go 2-0. Yeah, 2-0. Hull ain't going to get up, I don't think.
2-1. No. 2-1.
No.
Sorry, Hullians.
Manchester City versus Arsenal.
Ooh.
It's at the Jihad.
Super Sunday?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's any Monday night matches. The last two were on Sunday, I think.
Is there right?
Oh, no. West Ham Hull is Sunday. Man City Arsenal Sunday. There is a Monday night.
Is Aguero fit?
I don't think so. He looks a bit like a rat to me.
But... right.
With Hitler's haircut.
I don't find him that attractive.
He's got Hitler hair.
I don't find him that attractive.
Okay.
I don't know what your opinion is, Rob.
Oh, he's fit.
He'd bash my back doors.
But I'd never catch him.
Stop it!
Sorry.
He could watch a proposal with me anytime.
Did you hear that, Rob?
What did he say? He crashes
his back. Bash my back doors.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
I could smash my back doors down.
I'm going for a 2-2.
2-2.
Manchester City.
Yeah.
Have never won a Premier League game without Yaya Toure.
Is that right?
Yep. Since he's been at the club, obviously.
Yaya!
They didn't lose or draw every game before he signed for them. That'd be ridiculous.
Do you know what?
They've never won.
I think people are scared of him, aren't they?
I'm scared of him.
That's why no one gets him a birthday card.
Belt a ball, can't he?
I think...
They've never won a Premier League game without him.
And he's at the African Nations. They've never won
2-2 is not a bad shout. It's at the Etihad. I am going to go...
Jihad Stadium.
You're upsetting me now with that stat. That's made me debate.
What you were originally going to go
for. Yeah,
and don't forget that Man City are basically... Well, Arsenal are basically Man City's feeder team as well, so...
Yeah. Nasri. Yeah.
Cliche.
Sanya.
Yeah.
Lasagna.
I fucking love it. Baccarat lasagna.
Bad curry lasagna.
Love a baccarat lasagna.
I'm going to go. I might just give it to Man City. You know.
Ooh, yeah. Home advantage.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 Man City.
He'd give it to Aguero.
Both barrels.
So what did you say?
Bang, bang.
2-1 City. I'm
empty.
Gonna go. I am. I'm going to break their Yaya Toure duck. How long's this crap tournament on for?
Yaya's tournament.
Yaya's
4 weeks.
Tournament.
No,
we've got this, that's what
weeks.
It's been renamed.
The Yaya.
It's the Yaya International Exhibition.
Exhibition Trophy
of Yaya's.
Yeah, they've changed the trophy as well. Mm. It's like a gold bust of Yaya's head.
Bust.
Yaya.
Right. I think we're back to MNF.
What did you go for, Arsenal?
Tell me. What did you go for, Arsenal? Is that my name now? Don't lick my pen. How dare you?
Did you go for an Arsenal winner?
Yeah, I did. 3-2.
Goals.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
MNF. Ooh.
It's the return of MNF, and they couldn't have picked a bigger tie. Everton versus West Brom.
Ooh.
A Pulis versus a Martinez.
Where's the barometer?
What are you doing?
1-1.
That shootout might have hurt Everton, you know.
Yeah.
Although they did have a man sent off.
Who did? Everton.
Everton, yeah.
Is it Morelos?
McGeady got two yellows. No, Morelos came on.
Oh, he scored. That was it.
Was free phenomenal. Kick. It was literally just give the ball to Morelos.
Is it a blinding free kick?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It's near post.
Blinding
as well.
Free kicks. Yeah. Did you know that Leighton Baines has made more assists than any other defender in
That's
Premier
class,
League
isn't it?
History?
That's class.
Doesn't surprise That's me. Class. He's a brilliant player.
I might go for an Everton cheeky one. I might go 1-0 Everton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They've got a good squad. 2-1. They're just not showing it, are they?
2-1 Everton.
Yeah.
I think Lukaku is going to.
I think we'll probably win now.
And that concludes.
Lukaku! The Premier League!
Interesting weekend ahead.
Yeah, it is an interesting weekend.
How did Leeds do last week?
We drew 1-1
with.
I've stopped watching.
Bolton.
Oh dear,
I've stopped looking.
Emil Heskey.
Did he score?
You know when you're like,
did he
just say Emil Heskey?
Or did Good Johnson score? Or was it neither?
Who scored? I can't remember who scored now.
Fucking Emil
Heskey. It was the game of two penalties.
I thought Heskey retired.
Yeah, it was. No, Heskey
went
to
Australia,
didn't
he?
Yeah, the Greg Galar.
Yeah,
and. He was scoring for fun, wasn't he? Apparently, yeah. Somebody signed him up.
Because what's his name? Off
How old
that,
is it?
What's that? Take me out, shit. Paddy McGuinness.
Paddy McGuinness
said because he's a Bolton fan.
Really?
He's from Bolton's.
Bolton.
Yeah. Bolton. He said when they signed him, if he scores on his debut, I'll clean the fucker's boots. And of course, what did Emil Heskey do? Scored.
Yeah,
and he did actually come and clean his boots.
Good.
And
Emil
said he did
so.
A really good job. Like pictures on Twitter and stuff.
Oh, with a toothbrush.
Like, proper, cleaning
proper
his boots properly.
I'd have made him get a toothbrush on it.
Yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Get right
anyone whose middle name is Ivanhoe is all right in my book.
Ivanhoe.
Pretty
cool
name.
That's not Paddy McGuinness. That's Emil Heskey.
Mine's,
Paddy Ivanhoe McGuinness.
Xena Warrior Princess.
That's your middle name.
Yeah, that's my middle name.
Your mum and dad need to have a serious look at themselves.
People just call me. ZWP for short.
ZW?
Yeah.
It was an
ZWP.
X, Rob.
It's like,
just saying.
Oh, was it? Yeah. yeah.
Your mum and dad really fucked up there, didn't they?
Sean Wright Phillips, SWP.
What happened to Sean Wright?
I spell it with a Z because I'm cooler.
He was good at one point.
ZWP.
Very good player, and then he just went.
He played.
Oh, he went to Man City.
He played,
oh,
for,
that's it.
He played for QPR, didn't he? In the FA Cup.
It's like career.
He did.
It's like career death, isn't it, if you got a Man City?
Career death.
If you're not on the first team.
It's like everyone keeps going on now, oh, we're going to sign Scott Sinclair. Scott Sinclair? He was ace for Swansea. Where is he now? Man City.
Yeah. Shot
Jack
himself.
Rodwell fucked his career in
well,
the ass.
Yeah. He made that he had to make that move, didn't he? And he was actually honest.
No, he didn't.
And
is
he came out.
Sunderland?
No. To Sunderland. He had to move.
Yeah, he did.
And he came out and said, none of these youngsters.
Adam Johnson.
He is still 23, is Jack Rodwell.
Adam Johnson.
Yeah.
Messed his career up going to Man City.
Did.
Totally messed it up.
Thingy from.
Ashley Young nearly messed it up going to Man U.
Who was
nearly.
The guy who played for Reading?
Still there.
He is still there. Yeah.
The guy who played for Reading.
He had ginger hair midfield. He went
Steve Sidwell went to
Sidwell.
Chelsea.
Brilliant player. Went to Sidwell.
Sidwell, yeah.
He came back though afterwards.
Yeah.
The other one, Parker, he did the same.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Scott Parker, he went to Chelsea, I think,
yeah,
didn't
he? Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Nearly made a balls
and
of his career.
Left. Yeah, he had to leave, didn't he? Shame, innit?
Yeah, man.
It is,
right,
man.
That is it for another week.
Join us next week on the Three Cuckoos Podcast for more Premier League predictions.
Tweet us at Three Cuckoos on the Twitters. Email us threecuckoos@gmail.com or visit the blog, the Three Cuckoos Podcast. .wordpress.com Can I go now?
But the one rule in my life is you don't poke an angry bear.